This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM KXPN and ESPNSuperstation.com. High school football is on the air.
They're going to run that box formation, four wide outs to the right, one back in the backfield, behind Rankings doing the shotgun. They're going to run a little option out here. The pitch to Kasnowski. Kasnowski gets the corner and a touchdown.
Tonight, it's a Class C2 district battle from North Platte as the Kearney Catholic Stars hit the road to battle the North Platte St. Pat's Irish. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
For Ranky, who's in the shotgun. He'll keep it himself. Ball is pulled back through the middle. Break one tackle. Goes right up the middle. And he's going to go the distance. This will go for 74 yards and a touchdown. Nothing fancy about it, but the result couldn't be any better for the guys wearing the gold helmet.
After a 3-0 start, Kearney Catholic has dropped their first two district contests. The banged-up Stars look to snap that streak tonight in North Platte. It's the Stars and the Irish coming up next, but first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. And with all of tonight's action, we take you live to North Platte with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to North Platte as St. Pat's playing host to the Kearney Catholic Stars here on ESPN 1460. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Joining me today, Don Lease, for coverage of Kearney Catholic football and the Stars, as you heard in the open, after a tremendous start going 3-0 on the year, have lost their last two games, so they're struggling a little bit. And matters will not improve when you take a look at their quarterback situation, because senior quarterback Jared Rehnke hopes to be able to play in the final regular season game in a couple of weeks, but he will not be active tonight. He will not be suited. There is no way he will step on the field tonight. In fact, yesterday he was on crutches, so he has a bruised fibia. And as a result of that, there's just really nothing you can do before that except let it heal. And that's going to make the Stars do a few things a little differently than what they've done through the course of the season over the last few years. They're going to look a little different tonight. Yeah, they'll run a little bit of that shooting star offense, but they're also going to have a little bit different look tonight as well. So kind of nodding agreement is Coach Lease, and the Stars are going to have to do things differently.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're going to, you know, start out with a little bit of that Wildcat formation and stuff tonight. You know, you see how that goes for them. You know, I don't know if they got that from Southwest, who ran it very, very well last week against them and stuff, but that's kind of what they're going to try a little bit of that Wildcat formation. You'll see a little bit of Abe in there every once in a while, too, but it looks like Chris Kasnowski is going to be one of them that's going to run the Wildcat for him.
He'll be basically, you know, again, the Dolphins kind of started this. It was about a year ago that the Miami Dolphins kind of got this all going, and I'm a huge Dolphin fan, as you are, and I'm almost sick and tired of hearing about it, but it is a little bit different formation. It's really old school is what it is. It is really going back to a lot of the concepts of the wing T and some of those other offense. And years before Kearney Catholic did the shooting star, they did run a little wing T. The idea is to try to put the football in the hands of your best athletes, and a quarterback that just takes the snap and then pitches it doesn't help your football team. You want to have 11 guys out there that you have to cover, and that's exactly the concept behind running the Wildcat.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, and you look at Chris Kasnowski, who had a great game last week against Southwest. You know, Kearney Catholic wants to get the football in his hands as much as possible, so that's kind of what they're going to is see what he can do in this Wildcat formation. You know, he'll hand off a few times. I think Colton Dorr is going to be the running back for him tonight, and, you know, give it to Colton every once in a while, but he's going to pull that thing out and try to get what he can out of some things, and then they're going to have him throw a little bit every once in a while just to kind of keep everybody a little bit honest on things. But, you know, we'll see what happens tonight. You know, you want to get, like you said, with your best athletes the football, and that's what Coach Colling has gone to.
So Kearney Catholic, after losing their last two games, they are 0-2 in district play. You can't really overstate the importance of actually getting some wins within the district. Now, again, you go strictly on wild card points for the course of the season, but If you win a district game, that means a district opponent has lost a district game. And right now they are trailing, you know, quite a few teams within the district, and not everybody in the district can qualify. So Kearney Catholic at 3-2, taking on St. Pat's, who is 4-1. The only blemish on the season for St. Pat's was a loss to Elm Creek, a team that Kearney Catholic has yet to face. You can kind of compare scores a little bit, and there's a couple of things you kind of look at. Kearney Catholic beat Ravenna. Ravenna beat Elm Creek. Elm Creek beat, you know, St. Pat's. It doesn't really matter. That's a pretty good football team they're playing tonight.
Yeah, it is. They're pretty good up front, and from what we've heard, they got a pretty darn good quarterback and running back also to go with this powerful up front line of theirs.
Yeah, and, you know, they're a team that traditionally has been very good in every bit of athletics. They've kind of been in a little bit more of a downward cycle right now, but I think they're on their way up. They got some good young players, and I think we're going to be hearing a lot about St. Pat's. You know, when you play them in basketball and in football, this is going to be a team that's young and very gifted.
Yes, they are. You know, I just remember back from their basketball season last year. You know, they had a lot of young players that they were playing last year, and I know their coach was excited about the young kids that were coming up in the next few years too. And it looks like right now, you know, they're going to be stepping on the football field for them and then doing some things for them out there on the football field also.
I think it's on defense, they have four sophomores that start. So, I mean, that's a lot of youth. And again, they're 4-1, so they're a pretty good football team. Well, we'll find out a little bit more about what the coaches think and have their reaction to the fact that Jared Ranke won't be playing tonight. And we'll do that when we come back and talk with Kevin Dotson, the head coach of the Irish. And then in a little bit, we'll talk with Dave Calling of the Stars. We'll be back and talk with the two coaches as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show right here on ESPN 1460. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back and talk with the coaches right after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as we get ready for another Friday night of high school football. Should be a good one tonight from North Platte as the St. Pat's Irish welcome in Kearney Catholic, and we're pleased to be joined by St. Pat's head football coach Kevin Dotson. And coach, off to a 4-1 start, and you have had most of these games through the first 5 weeks be pretty competitive, and that's saying something for a team that coming into the year was supposedly pretty young.
Yeah, it sure is. We think we have some good senior leadership. We have, I think we're down, you know, after some injuries, we're down to 9 seniors, but they're a strong 9, and they do a great job of leadership on and off the field for our kids. And we knew we were going to be pretty young coming into the season, and those young kids have surprised us. They've really developed well and are playing the game with a high intensity, and so we're happy with their progress.
You don't have a lot of kids on this football team, even the kids that are back that are seniors that are experienced. It's not like you got a bunch of 240, 250-pound linemen. How have you been able to mix the youth and not being a big team? Is it speed? Where do you see the strength right now?
Well, we don't have a lot of breakaway speed either. I think what one of our strengths is the kids' ability to get to the ball. We played the awfully good defense, throughout the season up to this point, and so and a lot of that is just being in the right spot and making sure that you're pursuing to the ball, and our kids have bought into that, and they're doing a nice job with that.
We're talking with Kevin Dotson, head football coach at North Platte St. Pat's, as they get ready to take on Kearney Catholic. Coach, a big win for your football team last week in this district that we just don't know what's going to happen. A close loss to Elm Creek and then a nice win last week over Cambridge. Talk a little bit about the two games, what went well last week and that maybe didn't go so well the week before.
Well, you're right. Anytime you can go to Cambridge and get a win, that's going to be a big win for you. And we thought our kids responded well after a tough loss to Elm Creek at home. And, one of the things that in the Elm Creek game that we didn't do a very good job of was taking advantage of situations as they appeared for us. We weren't able to score, and we had put up quite a few points a couple weeks before that. And so you know, that was a little discouraging, and the kids came out, and they worked awfully hard, and they knew they had a huge challenge ahead of them in Cambridge. And so, you know, their mental approach was really good, and we felt like we made a step in the right direction that week during practice.
Well, there seems to always be an O'Connor for North Platte St. Pat's. Tell me a little bit about your quarterback, Shane.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't be the Irish if we didn't have O'Connor on our team. But Shane is doing an outstanding job. He was untested coming into the season and as a varsity player on the offensive side of the ball. And so he's come in and just done an outstanding job for us leading the team. And one of his strengths has become running the ball on our option plays. And so, you know, we're very happy with his progress and his leadership on this team.
Coach, tell me a little bit about your defense and what they've faced and how they're coming along.
Like I said, I thought even in our loss, I thought defensively we were pretty sound most of the time. Again, we're not a real big team. We're awfully young. We don't have blazing speed like a lot of the teams that we face. Usually have one or two guys that have breakaway speed, and we don't feel like we really have that threat. But our kids are disciplined on defense, and they pursue the ball hard, and that's helped us contain some of the good speed that we've seen up to this point in the season.
Kevin Dotson, head football coach at North Platte St. Pat's, is joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, Kearney Catholic is a team that's traditionally had speed. One of their best players, Jared Reinke, has been banged up the last couple of weeks, but maybe by the time they roll out in this football game, they'll have some of that shored up with their inexperienced players. How are you looking at the Stars?
Well, you know, they're a team that I think poses a big threat. Obviously, they did things right against Ravenna, which, I believe, and a lot of people believe, they're one of the top teams in the state in C2. And so anytime you can shut a team like that out, you're doing things right. And so, I understand that their quarterback has been injured the last couple of weeks, and he's a difference maker. But, the game is revolves around 11 guys out on the field, and they've certainly still been able to put up a lot of points, even if he hasn't been at full strength. And so, we understand defensively they're going to spread us out and take advantage of the open space, and we're going to have to be able to adjust to that as the game goes on.
And, Coach, as we start to wind down the regular season here, interesting position for your football team. I'm sure there's some people, and maybe the coaching staff included, that thinks you play like you have been playing, you can get to 7-1 and be a very big force when it comes to the playoff time. But in this district, you just don't know. Dundee County struggled, but everybody else has been pretty strong.
Yeah, you can't make any predictions in this district. That's for sure. And it's been that way ever since we've been in District 9, and it's tough top to bottom. Like you said, Dundee County has struggled a little bit, but they're also a team that can hurt you. They're deceptive on offense, and they play good defense. And then you have Southwest, who's coming along strong at the right time of the season, and Kearney Catholic can beat you on any night. And so, we've already faced Elm Creek, know what they're all about, and Cambridge we know is an awful good ball club. So, you have to approach each and every week as just look at that one game and not concentrate on what's in the future.
Finally, Coach, just kind of hitting on the youth one more time, what still is a concern in that department, if it's offense, defense, special teams? What are you still really having to work on?
Well, there are some times where we're having some mental breakdowns, and we'll play awfully well, and then we'll have one breakdown mentally that just assignment wise, and teams will get a big play on us. And so that's experience though, and that's a learning curve that those kids are going to go through, and we feel like we're getting stronger every week with that part of the game, and hopefully that continues. And also too, the pace of the game makes a big difference. I think they had to adjust to that. We've had struggle with some turnovers, and we need to clean that part of our game up.
Well, Coach, a great start so far. Hopefully a good football game tonight with Kearney Catholic, and we appreciate your time.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's the head football coach of North Platte St. Pat's, Kevin Dotson. We'll be back with more as we get ready for St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic on ESPN Radio right after this.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as the Kearney Catholic Stars continue their season tonight on the road at North Platte to take on St. Pat's. And we're pleased to be joined again by the head coach this week, Dave Colling. And coach, the team right now is just finding its real first stretch of adversity throughout the year, whether it's on the field or right now, you guys are right in the same boat as a lot of schools. The flu, some injuries, probably the team's top player in Jared Reinke tried to do a little something last week, couldn't get it done. How are the kids handling, I guess, this adversity?
You know, I guess we'll see how the kids respond. We are, like you said, we're hit a little bit with the flu, and of course Jared's going to be out. And so we put it to the kids. We need you guys to step up, and I'm pretty confident how they'll handle it. I think they've done a good job handling things so far this year, so I have no doubt they'll rise to the occasion.
Talk about that quarterback position, because now your true freshman, Abe, has got quite a few snaps under his belt. How's he handling it? How's he coming along?
You know, I thought he looked pretty good second half against Southwest last week. And that was going in. You know, we had Jared start the game last week, so you know, Abe didn't know he was going to play last week. So this week, you know, it's kind of we had him, you know, from the get-go Monday knowing that he was going to play Friday. So I think that helps the young kid knowing that he's going to start versus, you know, going in, hey, you're in, Jared's hurt type of deal. So I think, like I said, I think he's handled as a freshman, I think he's handled the situation fairly well.
Dave Colling, the head football coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Dave, talk a little bit about last week. Two big special teams plays really kind of put you guys behind the eight ball, and you were fighting from deep behind most of the second half. But I guess the silver lining is the kids did fight and put together a heck of a second half for you.
Yeah, they, like I said, second half was great to see that. The kids came back from being down 24-0 at half. But kind of the same story as the week before. We weren't ready to play right out of the gate, and we need to be. And so we tried correcting some of that this week in practice, you know, getting the kids ready right out of the gate. And, special teams killed us. We had two kickoff returns and a punt return, one kickoff return down to the five. So we tried shoring that up a little bit, guys stayed in their lanes, doing what they got to do, trusting your buddy instead of everyone going to try to make the play, and then you leave your buddy out to dry and stuff like that. So I think we got that corrected. We've worked on it this week, and so hopefully that's correct.
Dave Colling, the head football coach of Kearney Catholic, joined us here. Coach, North Platte St. Pat's has been one of those teams that maybe has stepped up and wants to vie for the top of the district. A very nice win for them last week over Cambridge. Tell us a little bit about what you see out of their football team.
You know, they're going to come, they're going to smash mouth football, run the beer. They come out in a Maryland I formation. So they're looking to smash mouth football, you know, and so we've got to stop that. And you know, we've told the kids the last couple weeks teams are going to come and try to smash us in the mouth, and we've got to be prepared for that. And so, once again, I keep saying this, but I, you know, told the kids we've got to step up and we've got to stop that, or we're going to see it from now until the end of the season. So, got a lot of work. We've got a lot of work in practice, you know, running against what they do. They have a very good quarterback that runs ball really well. And so we have just got to stop their running attack and win the battle of the trenches once again.
Talk a little bit about what their line does, because when you see an Elm Creek, when you see a Cambridge, when you see some of the guys at Ravenna, you see a lot bigger kids. Now, just looking at their roster and their lineup, this is not going to be the biggest line. They're going to be a little bit more comparable to you, don't you think?
Yeah, they are, actually. They seem like they're a little smaller than Cambridge, actually, too. But they just come out and hit you. They just fire off the ball nice, so it's not like we're going to be, you know, way over matched in size. We just need to come out with that intensity like I know we can. And like I keep telling the kids, you know, we did it we did it fairly nicely the first three games of the year, so we've got to get back on track. We've got to get back to playing our kind of football, firing off the line, controlling the line, stuff like that, and things will take care of them themselves.
Dave, are you still pleased with what the defense is doing? Because as you said last week, really the scoring, most of it came off special teams. It wasn't like your defense gave up 36 points. Three of those scores coming off, as you said, kick returns.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. I mean, like I said, the defense, we had that one first opening, their first play from scrimmage actually went for a touchdown, and that was because we were lined up wrong. But, we worked a bunch this week on formation recognition, having the scout O come out in the formation we're not used to seeing, boom, jump into our defense, so we're ready. Because, if you're not aligned right, you're already behind the eight ball when they run the play. So we've got to, and we've been working on that, getting lined up correctly so we're in the right spot when they do snap the ball. So I think we got some of that corrected. Like I said, we got some key players sick today. Whether they're back tomorrow or not, we'll see, but we just got to come out and control the line of scrimmage. And like I said, the kids just need to come out right out of the gate and be ready to go.
Well, Dave, hopefully a win back in the column for the Stars and get the ship turned here after a couple of weeks. We'll see you next week with Elm Creek.
Hey, Doug, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic. We'll be back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio right after this.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to North Platte. Let's give you our starting lineups here for tonight's game. Again, coming in with a record of 4-1 is North Platte St. Pat's. They're playing host to Kearney Catholic, who is at 3-2 on the year. Let's take a look at the offense here for the Irish. At left tackle will be Angelo Vieira. He is a 5'7 senior. He'll play left tight end. Left tackle will be Juan Martinez. He's 6'1, 230 pounds, and a junior. At left guard will be Brendan Lyons. He's 5'10, 190 pounds, and a senior. The center will be Tanner Jenkins, 6'1, 200 pounds, senior. Right guard will be Austin Doyle, 5'10, 180 pounds, senior. Right tackle will be Mickey Clinch. Clinch is 6'3, 190 pounds, and a junior. And the right tight end will be Greg Benton. He's 6'2, 165 pounds, and a senior. The quarterback for North Platte St. Pat's, Shane O'Connor, the quarterback for the Irish, is Shane O'Connor. He's 6'1", 170 pounds, and a senior, an excellent quarterback. A lot of the offense will be either him running the football and occasionally passing the football. We'll talk more about that in a second. Andrew Vinton, he's 5'10", 170 pounds, and a senior. He'll play fullback. The tailback, the I-back, is Thatcher Vapp. Vapp is 5'7", 160 pounds, only a sophomore, but he is, actually they rotate backs quite a bit. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Vapp will carry the ball about 53 times on the year. Actually, Andrew Vinton has carried it just a little bit more at the fullback position. He's carried it 63 times, and O'Connor has carried it 54 times on the year. We've not mentioned wingback, and that's Andrew Young. Young is 5'5", 125 pounds, and a senior, and that makes up the starting offensive lineup here for North Platte St. Pat's. We'll give you the starting defense here for Kearney Catholic. Actually, let's give you the starting Kearney Catholic offensive lineup. Again, probably most notable, Abe Clinch will be in at quarterback. He's 6', 160 pounds, and a freshman. He'll start at quarterback for Jared Ranke, who is injured. His wingback will be Jacob O'Brien. He is 5'6", 145 pounds, and a senior. Split end will be Creighton Pierce, 6', 155 pounds, and a junior. his I-back, or not, they never really run the I-back. His running back will be Chris Kasnowski, 5'10", 180 pounds, and a senior. Of course, we'll see a fair amount of Colton Dore as well. He's 5'9", 155 pounds, and a sophomore. He'll play running back. The guards are Trevor Sparks, 5'10", 180 pounds, and a junior. Matt Bowman is 6'2", 230 pounds, and a senior. He is an absolute beast, arguably the best player out on the field here for Kearney Catholic, certainly. David Burknick, he's 5'9", 160 pounds, and a sophomore. He'll play one of the tackles. So will Hayden McKelvey. He's 5'10", 155 pounds, and a junior. And the center will be Anthony Donovan. He's 5'9", 155 pounds, and a sophomore. So those are the offensive starting lineups for both teams here tonight. And we'll remind you that our starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. And let's talk a little bit more about that offense here for North Platte St. Pat. And they really will kind of spread things out here, Don Lease, because you know, they're very eclectic in who runs the ball and how many times they run it.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, when you got you know, three guys with over 50 carries there, and the leading one was 63. You know, they got you know, that situation where you kind of have, like Cambridge had a few weeks ago, where, you know, your quarterback is, you know, kind of the main person, but yet you got you know, some running backs that can really fill the holes and run the football for North Platte St. Pat's. So you can't key on one guy. They got about three guys that like to share the football.
Well, they're your top two running backs, Vinton and O'Connor. They've carried the ball 63 and 54 times, respectively. The difference in the number of yards they've gained is only 10. Number of carries is 9. And Andrew Bapp has carried the ball 53 times as well, as you mentioned. So you have a guy that averages 77 yards a game, 79 yards a game, and 37 yards a game. Well, you know, that's averaging awfully close to 200 yards before you factor in some of these other guys who average, yeah, you know, a few yards here and a few yards there, don't carry the ball near as up. Jeff Cox has carried the ball 31 times. I mean, so they're very deep at that running back position.
Yes, they are. And, you know, that's like I said, you're not going to be able to, you know, key on one person. That's going to be, you know, very difficult for Kearney Catholic to kind of sit there and go, I could just guard, you know, cover this guy, or, you know, key on this guy, but you can't do that with these guys. They got about four or five guys that like to carry the football, and that's what they're going to do tonight.
So you have to be very disciplined defensively and kind of, well, protect everything that's out there. We're going to step away, and we'll wrap up our pregame show brought to you by the good folks at New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll wrap up a pregame show and have the kickoff between the St. Pat's Irish and the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Well, welcome back here to North Platte St. Pat's, and St. Patrick's on the season. As we mentioned, they are 4-1. They started with three straight wins. They had a 14-7 win at Sutherland. They beat Bayard 42-12, and then they rolled over Perkins County 49-0 before being shut out by Elm Creek here in North Platte. And so they lose that game 10-0 right here. And then last week at Cambridge, they upend the Trojans 17-14, without a doubt their signature win on the season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Kearney Catholic played Cambridge a couple weeks ago, and, you know, when we played Kearney Catholic played Cambridge, it looked like Cambridge was one of the better teams, and they probably still are one of the better teams, but man, they looked really good against Kearney Catholic. So, you know, a big win for St. Pat's last week.
And Kearney Catholic, meanwhile, started their season hosting Sandy Creek. They rolled the Cougars 35-14, and then their signature win was against Ravenna 35-0. And that was one of those games that seemed like every break kind of went Kearney Catholic way, and they made a lot of breaks, but they win that one 35-0. They struggled winning at Donovan Trumbull in overtime 20-14, and then they lose at home to Cambridge 31-6. And then last week, special teams let them down. I think that was probably one of the biggest things about it. Special teams let them down. They lost that game 36-26. And St. Pat's, it appears, will have the football first as they are going through the motions here. And I believe St. Patrick's will receive the football. They didn't see the rest of it, so I don't know if Kearney Catholic deferred or any of that other stuff. But I believe Kearney Catholic will be kicking off to the Irish. Both these teams very similar in a lot of regards. One, they're Class C2 Catholic schools. They're in the same diocese, so just this last week, Coach Leese, you got to hang out with some of the St. Pat's guys with kind of a diocesan educational retreat. And in any event, they both wear green. They both have gold as kind of an accessory color. They have different interpretations of what gold means, though. I can tell that from their helmets. The Irish are more of the Golden Dome Notre Dame type of color, and it's a bright mustard yellow for Kearney Catholic. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I would call it that, too. And, you know, like you said, they got the, you know, Irish have to do that Notre Dame look. Kearney Catholic has a more of a brighter yellow on their helmets and stuff. But like you said, they're very, very comparable teams.
Yeah, and, we'll get things started here. And doing the kicking here will be Drew Butler. And, again, they do that little bunch formation to kind of see whether or not they're going to respect that, because you can always onside kick it out of that bunch. And, in fact, they're holding that bunch a little bit longer than usual here. And Butler will then break the huddle and have to re-tee the football because when he turned around, he bumped the football. So they'll just re-tee that up. And the wind is blowing across the field. So right now the wind is really not helping either team, as Butler will have the wind blowing across the field. And we have a whistle immediately. And the flag right where Kearney Catholic was kicking off. Something a little bit off there with the Kearney Catholic kickoff. It went out of bounds, but I think somebody was offsides, and we'll have a redo.
Yeah, I think so too, Randy. It looks like Kearney Catholic, a couple of guys got across the line of scrimmage there before he kicked the football, and they're going to have to move back 5 yards.
My classmate, we went to high school with Kevin Wood. I think Wood should be to my left, because every football game I went to for 4 years, he was always off to my left. Oh, and I love you too, Kevin. Good to see you, bud. So, Kearney Catholic with that offside has to back up 5 yards, and now they'll re-tee the football here. And no time off the clock with that infraction, so kind of a big do-over. We'll just get everything started. Again, that wind, very brisk. We tried to contact some information from the Internet. They said it's 47 degrees in a 3-mile-an-hour wind. The Internet is wrong, folks. It's probably about half that temperature. It's probably about 25 or so, and that's probably about the mile-per-hour in the wind as well. Good high kick. It's going to be picked up at about the 20-yard line, and running with the football is going to be Jeff Cox, and Cox is going to be brought down across the 35-yard line. Just got what he could. Really not much of a scene there. Not doing anything fancy, because there really wasn't much of an opportunity there to make that a big play.
No, there wasn't. Not a real long kick, but a pretty high kick by Drew Butler. And by the time he got the ball, he got what he could out of it, kind of took it right up the middle and got what he could out of that.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 35. And again, stepping under center will be Shane O'Connor, the quarterback for the Irish. They will go out of the I formation. They hand it off to the tailback. Good seam right up the middle. Nothing fancy. And once you unstack everything, Jeff Cox makes a run of about 8 yards.
Nice job just following his fullback that time. And, good line surge by North Platte St. Pat's. And, he hit the hole very, very hard. But there was a hole there for him to run through, too.
Short seven. I mean, a short eight or a long seven right in that area here. So it's going to be short and very manageable. They'll have split back formation this time. They'll run the option right up the middle and squirting through there. Plenty of room to run for Andrew Vinton. But Vinton, it's when he's tripped up, I think, lost the football. The Stars say they have it. No indication as of yet. And it's Kearney Catholic football.
Yep, it looked like when Vinton kind of went down, he put his hand down, and somebody just kind of hit him, and the ball came loose that time, and Kearney Catholic ended up getting on the football that time.
So the first big break of the game after 2 8-yard runs, the first big break of the game comes to Kearney Catholic. That you probably have to put down as an unforced error. You know, a lot of times if you really blindside that quarterback or you really put your helmet right on the football, you force that turnover. That one was kind of a gift.
Yes, it was, definitely.
Ball is spotted about the 49-yard line. Stars just a little bit short of midfield. Clinch and at quarterback. He's under center, and he'll pitch the ball to Kasnowski. Flag on the play. Kasnowski turns the corner, has it to about a gain of 9 as he just kind of tap dances down that far side over there. But there is a flag, and that's usually thrown at that position. It's on the offense, either an offside of some sort or an illegal shift or what have you, and it's a legal shift.
Yeah, it looked like Colton Dorg, you know, when he took off that time, he got a little bit antsy, came in motion, and it looked like he just made that step towards the line of scrimmage, and they caught him on that one.
Well, in Ottawa, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it feels a little bit like we're in Ottawa. Actually, I was harassed by a couple of parents down there because I happened to mention that, I couldn't decide whether I was going to wear my jacket up the press box. That did not go well. That did not go well for me. First and 15, ball just short now of the 44-yard line, and Clinch will be in the shotgun. The freshman calling out the snap. He has Kasnowski in the backfield with him. Low snap, has to roll, and he is pelted. He is hit immediately by Mickey Clinch, and Clinch has him in his clutches.
Yeah, by the time Abe got the ball, there was about two or three guys right there. It looked like that time, they sent the house and end up getting Abe Clinch for about a 6-7-8-yard loss that time.
Yeah, and again, you do that to a freshman quarterback. You pressure a freshman quarterback, and that's going to be a loss of about 8 on the play. And so that's going to make things a little bit dicey here for Kearney Catholic. As, thanks to the penalty and then a loss of 8 on the play, you got second and a whole bunch here. Shotgun formation, trips to the right for Clinch, who will take the short snap, roll to his right, has a man, Dorr, throws it, is caught by Dorr at about the 40, breaks one tackle, and is then planted at about the 44-yard line. That'll set up now third and 15. They get about one-third of what they needed for the first down, but it is a positive play.
Yes, it is. And Abe did a good job rolling out to his right side that time, and Colton Dorr coming out of the flats a little bit there, and hitting Colton Dorr, and then Colton just picked up what he could at that point.
And again, it was a safe play. It wasn't a very fancy play. You break a tackle or two, though, and you're in pretty good shape here. It's going to be third and 15 here. There's going to have that box formation to the left. Bad snap, and Clinch is just going to have to fall on it, and he's going to lose the 8 yards they just gained.
Yep, a little bit of a low snap, and off to his left a little bit, and Abe Clinch just basically had to dive on the football that time and take the loss at that point.
Neither one of them were his fault, but Abe Clinch has 2 carries for a negative 16 yards. And right now, Kearney Catholic will feel somewhat fortunate if they turn the ball over to the Irish about the same part of the field where they wanted to get a first down. It's going to be now fourth and about 24 here. Butler will get the snap. It's a good one. Pressure's coming. Low line drive kick, and it's going to be picked up at about 35-yard line, and they run a little reverse. Coming this way off the reverse is Thatcher Bapp. Bapp has a wall, has one blocker, cuts back to the inside, and is tripped up. Nice play. Great hustle for Kearney Catholic. Coming back was Jacob Dakey, and Dakey made a huge move, and there is a star down on the field.
Yeah, as the reverse came around, Creighton Pierce looked like he was going to try to get the tackle there, and number 75 for North Platte St. Pat's just did a crackback and legal block. It was just a good, solid block on Creighton Pierce, which sprung Thatcher to, pick up those yards right there.
Yeah, I'm going to emphasize that. It was a good, clean, legal block. That's pretty much how the play is designed, but you have a very large object hitting a relatively small large object. The weight difference between those two guys is going to be, about 60 pounds or so.
Yeah, number 75 rolled back, and he put a good hit on Creighton Pierce as he was kind of had his head turned and just tried to make the, about ready to make the tackle, and 75 just hit him and hit him good. I mean, as far as a good, clean block, it was a good, clean block and sprung the sprung the Thatcher for a nice gain there.
And they're still laying down there, and I think from the area indication, he rolled over. I think he just got the wind knocked out of him. And if he hadn't rolled over and rolled over on his own, I mean, he got hit pretty hard there.
Yeah, he did. And he kind of doubled up a little bit like he did get the wind knocked out of him there. And I think we might have felt the wind up here, too.
Again, a good solid hit. He's going to be okay, but right now, you know, if you were to start looking at things, you would probably have some concern. But again, from looking at the hit, and we got a pretty good look at it, I think he's going to be okay, even though he is spending a fair amount of time on the ground. And the longer they spend down there, it just kind of adds to the level of concern that we have. Yep. And heading out there for Kearney Catholic's Dave Colling, so he's checking up on him. And Pierce is already sitting up a little bit. And, again, I hope it's just the wind knocked out of him and isn't concussion or anything like that.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that would be kind of hard to tell from here. So Kearney Catholic, a little short-staffed as it is anyway, but that's probably not what you really worry about. You just kind of worry and make sure that your football players are okay. And so Creighton Pierce, a 155-pound junior, outweighed by about 40 pounds on that hit, is now back up on his feet and walking over.
Yep, and, you know, like I said, it was a very good hit to spring him and stuff, but, you know, like you said, with the weight differential there and not seeing, being able to see it, you kind of turn to get the reverse, bang, there's the guy right there. You know, it's going to take you for a little bit of a loop there.
Well, one thing they kind of teach you, you know, when you learn how to ski and stuff like that, the most important thing is learning how to fall. In skiing, you know you're going to fall. You can see it coming. You can prepare yourself. Creighton Pierce did not have the opportunity to prepare himself. He is sitting on the bench and right in front of us, so we'll try to keep an eye on it. I formation from the 38 here for the Irish, and with the football is going to be Cox. Cox bounces to the outside. He's going to be pulled down after a gain of about 10 or 11, and there's a flag thrown right on the tackle, and I think we might even have a face mask or a horse collar on the tackle.
Yeah, but, you know, that play, Cox looked like he's trying to go right up the middle. Wasn't there, so he kind of bounced it out to the right side, and very good recognition by Cox to get out to the outside and then picking up about 10 yards that time, and we'll see what the flag here is right now.
So it'll be gain of 11, another penalty here on Kearney Catholic, and that's going to move them. Well, that's going to be half the distance to the goal. They didn't move that very far. They only moved it 5 yards.
Yeah.
It must not have been the personal foul. I didn't think in high school they had the 5-yard variety, but apparently that's what they're calling here. And the ball is spotted at about the 28-yard line. First and 10 for the Irish. They will split the two backs and hand it right up the middle, and just bursting through the hole, getting what he can, is Andrew Vinton.
Yep, good line surge that time by North Platte St. Pat. He hit the hole extremely hard, and he ends up picking up about 4 or 5 yards there. So nice run by Vint.
Yeah, good solid 4 yards. It'll be second and 6, and it's been steady as Novocaine. You know, take a line from Remember the Titans. It's just been steady as Novocaine here, and it'll be second and 6. They're staying right on schedule. Again, they'll go with that split back formation, wide out to the left for O'Connor, the quarterback, and they'll hand it right up the middle to Cox. Cox has a good hole, runs low behind his shoulder pads, has more than enough for the first down. As they'll move the chains here, that's going to be a gain of about 10 on the play.
Yes, very good job by that time by Cox, just going over the right side. Just a quick hitter, and, you know, it looks like it might be setting up for maybe O'Connor pulling it out and running the option here a little bit.
And just a little update on Creighton Pierce. They are running tests for concussion. And obviously we don't know the results of those tests, but they are running those tests right now. Hand off right up the middle, and that's going to be a touchdown for North Platte. Nice little 10-yard gain, and the touchdown for the Irish. And to be honest with you, I was looking at Pierce, and I didn't see who they hand the ball to. Was it Cox? Yes, it was. Number 4 is in for the touchdown. So Jeff Cox, from 10 yards out, has a touchdown. He has runs of 8, 11, and now 2 10-yard runs. So here we go for North Platte St. Pat's. They've got a 6-0 lead. They're going to try to add on to it as Andrew Young will come in and try the point after. Snap is a little high, but they get it down, and the kick is up, and it is good. So they march the length of the field after they get the short field thanks to a couple of penalties and the like, and Kearney Catholic finds themselves in a hole here in North Platte. They trail at the Irish by a score of 7-0. With 7:44 to go in the first quarter, we're back after this.
Put your car or truck
back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, ASICS, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, the wind gusting around 23 miles an hour, we just find out, and the wind temperature is about 39. It might be 39 on a thermostat somewhere, but it does not feel like it out there. And things are getting a little bit icy for Kearney Catholic as well as they trail here. 7-0. First possession for St. Pat's. They were moving the ball, fumbled. Second possession, they don't make any mistakes and march the length of the field.
Yes, they did. They did a very good job. Just some off tackles, you know, 6 to 10 yard gains every time. So, you know, St. Pat's just putting the ball where they need to.
Sean Ryan kicking off for the Irish, and it's picked up in the backfield for Kearney Catholic. But Jacob O'Brien, O'Brien breaks one tackle through the seam. Only one guy to beat, and he's going to be wrapped up across the 40-yard line. Great special teams play there by O'Brien, who puts Kearney Catholic in pretty good field position.
Yes, he did. He kind of came to his right side there and had a little bit of a seam. It didn't look like there was going to be much there. And then all of a sudden, here he came squirting through and ended up picking up a very, very good run back on that play that time.
So the ball will be spotted at the 38-yard line, and here comes, oh, I thought we were going to have the Wildcat. I did not see Clinch out there. Clinch is a tall kid. I don't know why I didn't see him. But Clinch will be in the shotgun formation. Kasnowski is behind him, and the Irish are acting like they're going to blitz here, and they run that little handoff right up the middle to Kasnowski. Kasnowski dances through a nice little hole. They unstack things. He's going to have a game awfully close to a first down.
Yeah, nice little quick hit right up Bowman's area, and, Chris Kasnowski hits the hole extremely hard and picking up about 8 yards on that play.
So that's a nice little gainer. Again, we have this kind of low trajectory on the football field. I make an excuse why I couldn't see exactly where the first down marker was. But same formation, man in motion again. That'll be O'Brien. They hand off to Kasnowski. He goes to the right side, spins around, is going to have more than enough for the first down. And so Kearney Catholic, using good field position, will have it first and 10 at about the 27-yard line.
Yep, two good runs that time by Kearney Catholic, moving the football. Pick up, Chris Kasnowski, two plays and picking up very good yards by Chris Kasnowski that time.
8 yards, 5 yards. I mean, you do that every time. Boy, you're an awful tough football team to stop. Two wideouts to the left, which is the wide side of the field. Two to the right. Man in motion. That's going to be Dorr coming across the formation. Hand to Kasnowski. Right up the middle. Good seam. He's going to have enough for a first down. It's going to be first and goal for the Stars. A gain of 12 yards on the play.
Yes, nice job that time. Colton Dorr coming in motion. He kind of picked up the blitzing linebacker and hand off to Chris Kasnowski, and Chris ended up picking up a very good chunk of yards. They're going to have first and goal now.
This is big. You know, if you can answer right back after the other team scores, that is big. Now, the Stars haven't put it in the end zone yet, but they do have it now. First and goal, ball right just inside the 10-yard line. Shotgun formation here for Abe Clinch. High snap, hand to Kasnowski up the middle, and that time there's a meeting of the green right at the hole that he was trying to run in. Not much room to run at all, and that's going to set up third and a long goal situation here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, nice, nice penetration by North Platte St. Pat that time. There wasn't much of a hole there, and Chris just tried to pick up what he could at that point, but there wasn't much of a hole there for Chris to gain anything that time.
Officially, we'll call it a loss of one. The ball is spotted just outside the 10-yard line, and now Kasnowski, no, that's Clinch at quarterback. He'll put the man in motion, Dorr. They'll hand to Dorr. Dorr trying to cut to the outside. There's pressure there. Good job of reading the hole, cut back in, got what he could, but he could only get a couple, maybe 3 yards out of the deal.
Yep, Chris, or that time, they didn't go to Chris Kasnowski. They kind of had Colton Dorr coming in motion, going from his right to his left, and tried to get him on the outside, and, he ended up picking up, about 2 yards or so, but, he got what he could. He had a long run going from his right to his left.
Yeah, he ran with the ball about 20 yards, but he only gained about 1 yard on the play. It's going to be third and goal here from the 10. They play here for the Stars. Again, they'll put a man in motion. Actually, they're going to put him in the backfield, and they're going to run a little option here. Clinch Hazlett was looking to pitch the ball to O'Brien and thought better of it, held on to the football. O'Brien wasn't going to get any more. It was going to be a dangerous pitch. So the Stars actually will lose a yard or two on the play, and it's going to be field goal time here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, good job that time by North Platte St. Pat's, getting a little bit of penetration, you know, in there on their defensive line and, you know, hold, or getting a clinch for a minus two that time.
Well, they will actually try the field goal from right at the 20-yard line. So this will be a 30-yard kick for Butler. And he gets it up high into the night sky and hits the field goal. So Kearney Catholic doesn't answer with a touchdown, but they do score in their subsequent possession after the Irish take a 7-0 lead. The Stars almost cut it in half. It's 7-3 here with 4:38 to go in the first quarter. We're back after this.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Yeah, just reminiscing about the old days, our high school kicker, that was out of range, but a 30-yard field goal for Drew Butler. And Butler, you know, that's a pretty strong wind, and I always think that's one of the toughest winds to kick with, because it's just going to push everything, you know, hard to your right,
yep.
And he hit that pretty much right solid down the middle.
Yeah, he did, and, you know, I think Keegan Fitzgerald did a good job getting the ball down on the tee, and Drew Butler drilled that one, and it looked like a very good, you know, high and deep enough to, you know, maybe be a 35, 40-yard field goal.
Oh, it had plenty of distance, no doubt about it. And now Butler, the ball will be spotted at the 40-yard line, and so they'll be kicking off here from regular position, and Butler will put his foot into it, and it's going to be picked up by Cox at about the 15-yard line. Cox trying to find the wall in the middle, and Colton Doerr doesn't let him get to the wall. He pulls him down at about the 25-yard line. Good special teams play there by Colton Doerr.
Yes, it was. You know, nice kickoff by Drew Butler, and, you know, getting down there was Colton Doerr and putting the hit on Thatcher or Cox, or was it?
Cox.
Cox at that time, and, you know, Kearney Catholic special teams doing a lot better this week than they did last week.
Well, that Malik kid, only thing we ever saw of him was the back of his jersey as he was running away. So Shane O'Connor in under center. Again, they don't throw the ball much. He's just going to pitch the ball to Thatch on the right side, and he has stood up over there. Butler finished it. Ball came out, but came out very, very late. And so a hard run there by Thatcher Vapp, and Vapp gets back to the line of scrimmage and half yard or so as a gain.
Yep, you know, just a quick little toss to the right side. Kearney Catholic did a good job of getting some penetration that time. And, you know, he picked up what he could because there wasn't much there to pick up.
And not only did they penetrate, they also were able to extend the play, push it out. Instead of running just north and south, they running east-west, and the Kearney Catholic team speed kind of caught up with him. Hand off right up the middle. And not much room to run there at all. Getting back to the line of scrimmage is going to be the fullback. And so not getting anything done there is, I think
Austin Lowry.
Yeah, I think it was Lowry, yep.
Yep, but very good job of Austin just, you know, getting rid of the blocker and, you know, kind of standing him up, and then Bowman kind of put the finishing touches on him that time.
That was Vapp who came up with it. And you can kind of tell the difference because he's only about 5'7 or so, so. Short kid is Vapp. I'm saying that to myself. I formation here for St. Pat's, and they'll hand the ball off to the fullback up the middle and about to a line of scrimmage, maybe a half-yard gain, that's it, and it's going to be fourth and long. Nice defensive series here for Kearney Catholic.
Yes, it was. You know, a very good job by Kearney Catholic, you know, answering the 7-0 with their field goal of their own and moving the football. Now get a three-and-out situation right here as St. Pat's goes back to punt.
That's a gain of about three, but you'll take that when it's third and six.
Yes, definitely.
Well, actually, it's close to about third and eight or so, so they'll definitely take that. So Kearney Catholic will be back deep, and I think that's James and O'Brien back there for Kearney Catholic. And we'll see who gets the punt here. High punt. Brett James is going to let it bounce, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. And so James back there to return the punt. Pretty good freshman class. We're going to see Brian Huseman out here and Brett James, you know, some of the faces here a little bit as you kind of get a little bit depleted. Creighton Pierce right now is got his jacket on and things like that. It would appear that they diagnosed him with a concussion, and it depends on the degree. It's possible he could play in the second half, but right now he's on the bench, and I suspect we won't see him the rest of the night, and that means that Huseman and James will probably see a little bit more action. Two wideouts right, two to the left, man in motion for Abe Clinch will hand the ball to Kasnowski. Kasnowski's actually hit in the backfield and may have made it back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about as good as he can hope for.
Yep, St. Pat did a very good job that time of kind of, you know, a little bit of a hole there for a second or two, but then it closed very, very quickly as St. Pat kind of gang-tackled him that time. That's a lot of people getting on the pile.
And they're just, you know, and again, Kasnowski, I think, does a real nice job. Yeah. When there's a hole there, we'll dance around and try to find it, but if there's nothing there, you just pull forward and get what you can. And what he could get was about 1 yard when you unstack everything. Shotgun formation here for Clinch. He'll put a man in motion. That's going to be O'Brien. They fake the handoff to O'Brien, and Clinch will roll to his right and throw, and it is incomplete. Intended for O'Brien.
Yep, and good pressure on Abe Clinch that time as the defensive end didn't go for the fake on the handoff. He just came right at Abe Clinch, and Clinch didn't have a lot of time as O'Brien, when he came in motion, just kind of ran a little bit of an out pattern. He was there, but there wasn't much time for Abe Clinch to throw the football.
And that wasn't going to gain very many yards. Yeah. It would have been nice and, you know, gain your 2-3 yards and make it a little bit shorter, because as it stands right now, it is 3rd and 8 here for the Stars. Abe Clinch throwing the football is 1 of 2 for 8 yards unofficially here in the game. They'll take O'Brien, so there'll be trips out to the left as O'Brien is in motion. Clinch is going to roll to his right, and he's looking to throw in underneath, and it is incomplete. I don't think it was ever caught, and if it was out of bounds by Spencer Lowe.
Yep, as Abe rolled to his right, you know, Spencer ran a little bit of an out pattern there, about a 10-yard out, and just a little bit outside, and I don't know if he would have caught it, it'd have been in bounds or not either.
Yeah, I think he ran out of real estate as much as anything. I'm not sure he caught it, but it's a moot point because he was out of bounds, and Kearney Catholic a little disorganized on special teams because they're in punting situation, and they're forced to call a timeout. So the Stars don't want to give up a 5-yard penalty. They call timeout. It'll be 4th and 9. Stars will be punting when we come back right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here. Kearney Catholic is trailing North Platte St. Pat's 7-3. There's a minute 47 to go here in the first quarter, and Kearney Catholic's going to have the punt. We have some other scores for you that we'll check for you. Donovan 7-0 over St. Paul in the first quarter. Minden 7, Wood River 7. That game also in the first quarter, and we'll check some more scores for you here in just a moment. Low snap, and Butler got the punt off. I do not know how, and it is off the shoulder pass of an Irishman. Ball's on the ground. I think the Stars have it. If they don't have it, they miss a golden opportunity. I don't know how Butler got that off with that pressure, got it away, and then it was fumbled and recovered by the Stars.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, you know, the snap to his right a little bit. He had to make that step over there, and there was two North Platte St. Pat guys right there, and Butler did get it off in time right before the guys were just about ready to lambast him a little bit there.
And he got it off, and then the punt was fumbled by Matthew Jensen and recovered for Kearney Catholic by Spencer Lowe. Lowe down there quickly. There was three or four white jerseys down there, so Kearney Catholic certainly had the Irish outnumbered fighting for the football. So good field position here for the Stars. It's about the 40-yard line. Lowe snap. Clinch has it, throws it in the middle, and it's incomplete into the hands and then through the cold mitts of Brian Huseman. Huseman had three Irishmen around him,
yep.
And you can talk about it all you want, but when you're a 155-pound freshman, that's a different animal than what you saw in last year's junior high game.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and a good job by Abe, a little bit of a low snap, picking it up, hitting Huseman coming across the middle on a little bit of a slant route. And like you said, it was right there. But, you know, when you got three or four guys around you, sometimes you kind of take your eye off of it.
When you're 14, 15 years of age, I mean, it's absolutely. Trips to the left. There's a man in motion over there. That'll be low. And Clinch steps up, throws, and that one is thrown a little bit too high. And this time, not even that close to Huseman, as it is incomplete.
Yep, kind of ran a little bit of the same route, at least Brian did on this side, a little bit of a 5 yard and a kind of slant in, just a little bit high out of Brian's reach that time.
But they also moved some guys out of the way. They had motion, so there was really only one guy over there. It did take away some of that traffic. But Huseman was open, Clinch not able to make the connection. You know, those two are going to be able to do that for the next 4 years. So that's going to happen. That's going to happen. It's probably going to happen a lot here. Two wideouts to the left, two to the right for Kearney Catholic. Good field position, but now it's third and 10, and a high snap that Clinch just has to fall on. It almost hit the man in motion as he was coming through Colton Dorr, and I think that disrupted the play.
Yeah, you know, kind of looked like, you know, as Colton just came across right at the last second, the ball was snapped and it was right there to Abe, but it kind of, you know, was a bang-bang situation there for Abe.
Another situation where Clinch has to fall on the football, and he's going to be credited, if that's the right word. He's going to be responsible for a 5 yard loss. So it is going to be fourth down, and Kearney Catholic, that rugby punt formation, rolling to his left is Butler, and Butler's going to be sacked. He actually tries to throw the ball forward. That should be intentional grounding. I don't know why they don't throw a flag there, but that was fourth down, so the Irish will have possession of the football.
Yep. It looked like that time, you know, Butler got outside there, and then somebody from St. Pat's just shot right through there very, very quickly and got to Butler very quickly, and then he just tried to end up throwing the football.
And again, Kearney Catholic was doing that rugby-style punt,
yep.
And finally somebody has kind of blitzed that,
yep,
to make sure Kearney Catholic doesn't do that the rest of the night. I'm sure that's the case. We have one more score for you, which we'll get for you after this play. It'll be first and 10. Ball spotted at about the 46-yard line here for the Irish, who have a 7-3 lead over Kearney Catholic. We're still in the first quarter. And for the first time tonight, passing situation, they'll just jump it off on the right side, caught in traffic by Vinton. Vinton slips to the outside, and it's going to be a nice little 15-yard gain, even though that ball went forward about only 1 yard.
Yeah. As O'Connor rolled to his right side there and looked downfield, there wasn't much there, so he kind of dumped it off to Vincent. And he broke a tackle by Chris Kesnowski and ended up picking up, you know, enough for a first down there.
So first completion of the game goes to Vinton. And so Vinton, it's really pretty much that's a running play.
Yeah.
It's officially passing yards, but it's a nice little 15-yard gain. And now they're just going to run to the near side over here. Cox being stood up after he gets across the line of scrimmage. And then the star is ripping at the football. May have come out, but forward progress was stopped. I don't know if Kearney Catholic is going to agree with that analysis, but it is going to be a gain of only about 1 yard.
Yep, just a quick little toss to the left side. And, you know, he kind of cut back up across there. You know, Kearney Catholic did a very good job of kind of pursuing him that time, and they kind of went after the football, but like you said, his motion was down.
We have one more score for you. We're now at the end of the first quarter, so it's 7-3 at the end of one quarter. Kearney Catholic trailing North Platte St. Pat's 7-3. Another score for you, it's 7-0 Adams Central over Hastings. That game also at the end of one quarter of play. Power 99, and here on ESPN 1460, we deliver the score just as Valentino's delivers the pizza in the Kearney area. Once again, our score, 7-3, the Irish with the lead and the football. We come back right after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to St. Patrick's. And, you know, weather fronts start in the west and move east. So if the wind's not blowing and it's dropped dramatically in temperature in Kearney, it's coming because it's already happened here.
Yes, it has. From the beginning of the football game, it just moved in with this good breeze right now, about 23 miles an hour.
And up right up the middle and not much room to run, but hitting that hole hard was Jeff Cox. And Cox is going to gain about 2 yards before contact and gain about another four after. So that's going to be a gain of six.
Yep, just a good job by Cox hitting a quick hitter on the right side. You know, Kearney Catholic's done a pretty good job of stopping that the last couple of series, but this time he only ends up picking about 4, 5, 6 yards, you know, like you said, four of it after he got hit.
And it's at the 35-yard line, so you have to think that this is four-down territory here, third and three here for the Irish. They'll split the two backs, two tight ends. First guy through the hole is handed the football, and dancing around is Thatcher Vapp, and Vapp's going to have more than enough for the first down.
Yep, just kind of a quick hit right up the middle, and Vapp just did a very good job of taking the ball and going right straight up the middle as quickly as he could. And a good line surge by North Platte St. Pat's, and he picked up the first down.
Gain of five on the play, only needed about three, so it'll be first and 10. Ball's being spotted just inside the 30. We'll call it the 29-yard line here. And again, the Irish moving the ball. Kearney Catholic, their last drive held them to a three and out, so it's something that they've had some success with. But the closer you get to the goal line, the harder it is to make those stops. Two tight ends, hand off the Vapp. Vapp just off tackle. They unstack it. It's still going to be a gain of about three.
Yep, just a good line surge by North Platte St. Pat. Vapp just hitting the hole extremely hard and picking up what he can out of that situation, picking up 3 yards.
I mean, it's just bam. You know, it just happens. And we do have a score from over at Kearney High. Actually, it's at UNK, but the Bearcats leading the Antlers of Elkhorn, fourth ranked in the state. It's Kearney High, 12-7 over Elkhorn. Hand off. Left wing, good strong run there by Vinton, and Vinton just cuts back to the inside a little bit. He's going to gain about three as well.
Yep, and that's exactly what North Platte St. Pat's has kind of done, you know, on things. They're just kind of moving the football just here and there, just off tackle right, off tackle left, and then picking up what they can.
And they're not sure what to do here on third and a long four, so they call a timeout. So our score, 7-3, North Platte State Pass leading Kearney Catholic, 10-13 to go here in the second quarter. We're back after this.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go. Go Egg West.
So third and about five, and again, a very chilly, brisk night here in North Platte from what I hear. You know, we're inside, but from what I hear, it's a little chilly out there. Split back formation here, and O'Connor will go in under center at third and five. A couple of big plays coming up here for Kearney Catholic. And they're going to run a little counter on that left side. Dancer on breaking the tackle is going to be Vinton. Vinton near the goal line as they slip through there. Nice, solid run as he goes from about the 25-yard line all the way down for a first down.
Yeah, nice hit. You know, that's one thing about the North Platte St. Pat's running backs. They're hitting the hole, and they're hitting it very hard. Vinton that time just hitting the hole and picking up what he can, and a nice little off tackle there and getting it first and goal.
And couldn't hit him squarely. Kearney Catholic couldn't hit him squarely, therefore he kind of bounced out. Ball spotted just inside the 10-yard line. And O'Connor hands the ball off to Cox, and Cox is stood up there by Kasnowski, and also in there is Bowman, so pretty good defense there for the Stars.
Yes, that time Kearney Catholic had a pretty good stand, getting a little bit of a penetration, and, you know, Cox just getting what he could out of that, hitting the hole extremely hard and fast, but he picked up what he could that time.
And officials' timeout here is, I think, Kasnowski's helmet was knocked asunder just a little bit by all that contact. Gain of only about 2 yards on the play. And we'll see what the Irish do here. O'Connor is in under center. Going to roll off to his left. Gives it to Cox. A little seam there. Good line surge. He's going to be short of the goal line. And, again, from our vantage point, hard to tell exactly where we're at. But that's a gain of probably about 4 or 5 yards.
Yep, just a nice, quick little off tackle. Following his fullback that time, Cox just picking up, you know, what he could out of that, which was about 4 yards. Nice line surge by North Platte St. Pat's.
We'll say the ball is just outside the 2-yard line here. O'Connor in under center, going to play quarterback sneak as there wasn't anybody in there, and he's in for the touchdown.
Yep, nice line surge by North Platte St. Pat's. O'Connor just sneaking it right in. you know, for 2 yards. Like I said, the North Platte St. Pat's offensive line's doing a very, very good job.
So O'Connor, a 2 yard run, and here comes the extra point attempt coming up here for the Irish. And again, it's going to be Andrew Young with the attempt. O'Connor will hold. The kick is up, and it is no good. It's no good. So our score will remain 13-3. North Platte St. Pat's extends their lead, and the Stars will get the football, trailing by 10, when we come back after this.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For Kearney Catholic, back deep is going to be Kasnowski and Jacob O'Brien. And again, the Irish over there just marching right down the length of the field. And they're coming out of their huddle late. I think they just want to stay out of the wind.
Yeah,
my guess.
The wind's gusting pretty good, too, out there.
That was just a nice, solid drive. Just very meticulous, you know, not hurting themselves out at all here. Sean Ryan will be doing the kicking off here for the Irish, and you don't usually see guys run about 9 yards to go kick the football, but that's what Ryan's going to do here, and he has a nice, solid kick. It's going to be picked up by Kasnowski. Kasnowski on that far side dances around, finds a little seam. There's a whole massive humanity over there, and he's going to stay inbounds and be knocked down on that far side, trying to pick up the yard marker over there, and I can't.
Like about the 30-yard line.
Right on the 30-yard line. They don't have those little side yard line things. I was trying to look up there, and I couldn't find it. So it'll be first and 10 here for the Stars from about the 30. Again, their one touchdown, their one field goal drive, their one scoring drive they had was after a St. Pat's score. And we'll see if Kearney Catholic can answer here. And we see the Wildcat for the first time. And it's unfortunate we're spending so much time coming up with the new football, because the Irish have a chance to kind of look around and see what they want to do. No, Clinch is now going to come in under center. So Clinch is in under center. They'll put a man in motion. That'll be Dorr. Take the hand off the Dorr, give it to Kasnowski. Not much room to run there whatsoever. Nice job by Clinch coming through in underneath. Excuse me, it was Vinton the first one there. Clinch finished him off, but Andrew Vinton was the one that made the tackle.
Yep, you know, just a quick little, you know, hit by Chris Kasnowski, and we had Colton Dorr kind of fake it to him coming around and handed it off straight up the middle for, you know, about two and a half yard gain by Chris Kasnowski.
Yeah, a little more of a gain than what it really kind of looked like. That means that the Kearney Catholic line surging a little bit here as well. Clinch under center, Kasnowski's in the backfield, two to the right, two to the left. Man in motion, O'Brien, he's going to come back to the outside, and they throw it out over here, and it is incomplete, or is that a lateral? I think they're just going to call it incomplete.
Yep, I think you're right, Randy. I think they just called that one incomplete. That was close, though, you know.
Well, actually, he's pointing. The official's pointing, so they're going to say that that was a lateral. They're pointing backwards, which means that Kearney Catholic did lose about 2 yards on the play, as that was a lateral.
Yep, you just didn't get back far enough, and kind of just step back and threw a quick one out to Jacob O'Brien on as he was coming in motion.
And you certainly can't argue with that, but that's going to hurt Clinch's rushing stats again, because that's going to be a loss of 3 yards. Shotgun formation, Clinch throwing the ball deep, and it is off the hands of an Irishman and incomplete. O'Connor was there covering stride for his stride with Butler, and it falls incomplete at about the 40-yard line. Would have been a gain of about 30 yards had it been able to be caught, but just thrown a little bit too far. That pretty good coverage,
yep.
And so that you kind of had to throw that one in a bread box for it to be complete.
Yep, definitely. And, you know, and Ape threw a good football that time. It was a situation where it looked like either Drew was going to get it or it was going to be knocked down. No harm there.
And, again, last punt was a little scary here for Kearney Catholic. This one, they do get off, and it is a line drive caught. And they fake the reverse, dancing around over there and not really having much room to run. Good coverage by Kearney Catholic as they get a hold of Thatcher Vapp. And Vapp actually has a gain of about 8 yards on the play. So, I mean, it wasn't a bad return whatsoever, but Kearney Catholic filling in those lanes, and there wasn't much room for Vapp to cut back in.
Nope, there wasn't. We got a flag on the play right there about the 30-yard line. That was about the same spot where they kind of faked the reverse on that kick return or punt return that time. So we'll see what the penalty is.
Lock in the back. You know, when they do that, it changes angles. And that Creighton Pierce was a victim of that. When it changes that angle, and he was hit, and I think might have suffered a minor concussion. He hasn't come back in the game since then. Now that change of angle made it hard for the person trying to make that lead block of getting the right angle. So, it gives and it takes away a little bit. But they had a nice return the previous time. Here they have the penalty, and that's going to back them way up. They're going to be marked down to about the 19-yard line. They would have had the ball about the 40. It's 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And so O'Connor will step in under center. They hand the ball right up the middle, and not much room to run there for Vapp. Bowman is in there. Kasnowski in there right away. Not much room to run whatsoever. The brief hole, but it closed very quickly.
Yes, it did. Kearney Catholic did a very good job that time of, like you said, closing the hole as it appeared there was one there for a brief time. He hit the hole hard, but so didn't Kearney Catholic's pursuit there.
So a gain of about two on the play there for Vapp. And again, the two linebackers there very, very quickly for Kearney Catholic. And again, O'Connor is in under center, one back in the backfield, but they run a little counter to the outside, and just straight ahead is Cox. And Cox is going to get about to the 36-yard line.
Yep, just a quick, little bit of a off tackle again. Cox hitting the hole extremely hard, and before Bowman could bring him down, he ends up getting about 5 or 6 yards there.
And, short gain the one before, add a little five to that here, and you've got third, we'll call it four. And again, Kearney Catholic needs to get the ball back, can't afford to fall behind any further. They're down by 10 already, 6.5 minutes to go, and they run the exact same play, and he's going to be stopped short of the 30-yard line, and boy, that is going to be close. And the North Platte coaching staff, they're standing right on the stick, and they're pointing that it's a first down. Their opinion doesn't matter as much as they would like it to right now. No, I think they're going to bring up the chains. Yeah, they are. It is that close, and I don't know, it might be an academic thing here. I don't know if you'd go for it in this situation, but I'll tell you what, St. Pat's has had a pretty good line search.
Yes, they have, if they have a fourth and a foot, they're at the 29, 30-yard line of their – But, the way their line has been blocking for their backs, to get a foot or 6 inches or whatever, they might end up going for it.
It is going to be enough for the first down. So the North Platte St. Pat's coaching staff, pretty good eye, if nothing else.
They put across the field. They could see that it was a first down. So.
Chains crew making a pretty good jaunt to get over there. This officiating crew is from Ogallala. That isn't too fat. It'd be a long way to go to Kearney for a game if you're from Ogallala, but if you're heading to North Platte, it's not so bad. So they get everybody put back in place, and again, St. Pat's has the ball about the 29-yard line. O'Connor in under center, I formation, and off to the I back, and wow, I don't think he got the line of scrimmage. Cox is knifed under. Good penetration there for the Stars by Dakey. Dakey really was the one that kind of disrupted things there. He got a little bit of a shoe top there. I don't know if he's going to get credit for the tackle, but he's the one that made the defensive play.
Yeah, he got good penetration that time and kind of got Cox off balance a little bit, and then Chris Kasnowski and Bowman came in and kind of put the finishing touches on them.
So Cox has been a featured back this half anyway, and we'll see what they do here on the split back formation. They run a little counter. They fake the counter, and they're going to throw the ball up to their tailback and breaking the tackle before being knocked out of bounds is Benton. Nice little just kind of roll out, throw it about 3 yards up the field. Worked successfully the first time they ran it, and that one wasn't too shabby either because that's going to set up now third and about 3 yards here.
Yep, putting him out, kind of putting him out of the backfield and just kind of faking a little bit, rolling Sean O'Connor to the right, and he just kind of dumps a little bit of a pass just over the line of scrimmage there, and then whatever the back can do, picks up what he can.
They've got 24 yards in the air, both of them on that play, which essentially is a running play. They gain 9 on that play, and it's going to set up third and a long 2 here, and off right up the middle, and being pulled down right at the 40-yard line for a first down. is going to be Vinton, and Bowman is the last guy to have to let go of him.
Yep, just enough of a line surge that time by North Platte St. Pat's, for enough for Vinton to get up there and pick up the first down. You know, nice hard run by Vinton that time.
And again, didn't need a whole lot. Didn't get a whole lot, but it was enough. So they're getting right at 10 yards to get their first downs. Remember, they had to measure the first time, and that one you could tell because they had the ball right on the 40-yard line, and the first down marker was just short of it. So here we go, handoff right up the middle. Vinton surging through there, and hitting him down low, tripping him up is Austin Lowry. Problem is, it was after a gain of about 3-4 yards on the play.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and he's hitting the hole extremely hard that time. Vinton, you know, he's only about 2 yards behind the quarterback, and he just comes running right through there as hard as he can. Like you said, when he gets done unpiling, he's picked up 4 yards.
Well, it's just everything's just straight ahead. They're not running east and west. They're just going straight ahead. Now that split-back formation that they're in right now, they just run straight ahead. And, again, that's exactly what they do here. Breaking the tackle is going to be Bapp, and Bapp, wow, he is hit hard by Kasnowski, but not until we have a gain of right at 10 yards.
Yep, you know, hitting the hole again extremely hard. Like you said, they just got that split back. O'Connor just kind of takes it and takes about 3 steps, hands it off, and they go right off tackle. And he did a good job, you know, coming across, did Chris Kasnowski, and making that stop.
So they hit him hard, trying to maybe knock that ball loose, but it is going to be first and 10, and the ball is at the 45, so the Irish are in Kearney Catholic territory here. And they'll hand off right up to the fullback. No, they fake the handoff there, pitch it to the he actually did hand the ball off, but just happened. The quarterback followed his back through the hole is what happened.
Yep,
takes a little while for me to get that one all straightened out. O'Connor followed his fullback through the hole. Nice little fake on the pitch as well. That's what I bid on. And doesn't really gain much, only a gain of about 1 on the play.
Yep, they've been getting it to Vinton many, many times, so this time they kind of put the ball in there, and he kind of followed his fullback right up the hole, but good job by Kearney Catholic that time.
O'Connor's carried the ball 54 times on the season. That's his first carry here tonight. Handoff right up the middle, and battling for yards again is going to be Jeff Cox. And he's going to have a little hand-to-hand combat and gain about 4 or 5 yards on the play. We'll call it 5.
Yep, nice little quick hitter again. You know, that split-back set. O'Connor's just taking about 2 steps to his right or left and just handing the ball off as their backs are hitting the holes extremely hard, and their line surge is getting enough to, you know, get them another 4 or 5 yards.
So now they'll go with the I formation here. As Vinton will play the fullback, they'll put a man in motion, and they'll just hand it. They'll fake it. O'Connor's going to roll to his right, pick up 1 block, and is tripped up. He lunges forward. He's going to be that's going to be close to another first down.
Yep, you know, nice job of you know, faking the handoff to the I back that time, and he just kind of rolled to his left side as the I back was going to the right. And he ended up picking up enough for the first down.
He lunged. I mean, he dove forward and has enough for the first down. So, again, this drive started at the 19-yard line, and now it's first and 10 from the 33 here as they've drawn, you know, they've already covered 17, 30, about 47 yards. And a quick little pitch to the outside, dancing around. It's going to be Vinton, and Vinton's going to be stood up as he gets close to the line of scrimmage. That's one of the rare times that they run east and west. Instead of just that quick little hitter, and Kearney Catholic team speed kept that a gain of zippo nada bupkis. They gained nothing. They didn't even move the yard marker over there.
Yeah, and it's just a quick toss. Like you said, they've been hitting it right up the hole, and that time Kearney Catholic got it strung out to get no gain on that play right there.
So we'll check some scores that we have for you here in just a few moments. Here we have it, second and 10. They fake a couple of handoffs, so Connor's going to roll to his right, throws the ball, and it is caught. Nice catch on that far side. On the reception would be Sean Ryan. Ryan then tackled by Jacob O'Brien. That's going to be enough for a first down.
Yeah, good job that time of faking, you know, a little bit to his backs in and just rolling out to the right side, and then he hit his wide out for a nice gain and first down that time.
And that's really the first time they've thrown the ball where it's truly a pass and not just an extension of their running game. Gain of 12 on the play, and it's first and 10 here as they'll string things out to the left side and just kind of bouncing off tackle over there is North Platte St. Pat's, and they hand the ball to their fullback, Vinton, and Vinton's going to gain about 2 yards.
Yep, that time he just kind of took two steps, O'Connor did, and just kind of put it in his belly, and he just took it right up the middle on the left side for about 2 yard gain.
Actually, on stack, it's closer to 3, so we'll call it here 2nd and 7 here. And the handoff to Cox. Cox tripped up over there by Butler. Butler makes the tackle. He dives over the top of the 5-yard line. And that's going to be a gain of a couple. And with 1:19 to go here in the second quarter, the Irish want to stop the clock just a little bit to be able to kind of talk about things. Let's check some scores for you as Hemingford leads Potter Dix 46-6 at the halftime, and a game being heard on our sister station on Original Hits 98.9 FM. It is a fairly comfortable, messed up here, a fairly comfortable lead for Minden. Now I've lost my numbers here, so let me go back. As Wood River is trailing Minden. Again, on our sister station, Minden 28-14 over Wood River. And another score for you, North Platte 14, Lincoln High 7. That game is at the half. And again, a 12-7 lead for Kearney High over Elkhorn. That game at last report was in the second quarter. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, carry out and delivery available. We deliver the score just as Valentino's delivers the pizza in the Kearney area. So after the timeout, just to stop the clock, North Platte St. Pat's is ready. Kearney Catholic does want to spend time talking about strategy here a little bit, because it's going to be 3rd and goal from the 1-yard line, and they just kind of hand the ball right up the middle. Good surge, but Kearney guys, not as much surge as I thought, as they got enough for the first down. They had room to get a first down. They get the first down with a quarterback sneak, but they are short of the goal line. So it will be 1st down here for North Platte St. Pat's, as O'Connor actually gains about close to 3 yards on the play. So it's going to be 1st and goal from the 3. O'Connor in under center. They'll split the backs. Hand off to Vinton. Vinton stood up there by about 3 or 4 stars. One of the first ones to get his big paws on him was Austin Lowry, and there's really not much of a gain at all on that play. And now St. Pat's is trying to move a little bit more quickly over there. They gain about 1 yard on the play. Clock is moving here. 33 seconds left. St. Pat's has only 1 timeout left. So Kearney Catholic, if they can stop him here, that would be big, and they can't, as Cox goes off to the right side, and he accidentally fumbled the ball, but he was 8 yards deep in the end zone before he did that.
Yep, nice job that time. You know, nice line surge by North Platte St. Pat's. And, you know, they've been doing a very good job of getting, you know, whatever they kind of needed, you know, 3, 4, 5 yards, sometimes about 7, 8 yards. That time they just needed about 3 yards right up the middle.
And they get it. So they get the touchdown. They will try the traditional extra point here, even though they missed their last one. Bad snap. The kick is up, and it's good. I don't know how he punched that in there. Great job on the hold as the snap was a little bit low by O'Connor, and they just lifted it up off the turf and got the ball through. So the extra point is good, and Kearney Catholic's going to have some work to do. They got 25 seconds left here in the second quarter, and they now trail North Platte St. Pat's 20-3 as we are nearing halftime. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the ensuing kickoff right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Well, Kearney Catholic needs to get some points on the board, has yet to score a touchdown in the game, and we are late in the second quarter, and they're trailing it now 20-3. And the mountain just keeps getting just a little bit taller and a little bit taller and a little bit taller here for Kearney Catholic, as the Irish are proving to be just as tough as we thought they might be.
Yes, they are. Their line and their backs are hitting the holes hard. They're doing a very good job.
Nothing fancy about it. Ryan with the kickoff, and it's going to be picked up by O'Brien on that far side, and O'Brien is going to run out of bounds over there. And Kearney Catholic if I were to guess, is going to kneel on it, but I've been surprised in the past.
Yeah, you know, that time O'Brien did a very good job just picking up what he could because the kick was kind of off to the left side there, and he just picked it up and ran straight ahead and then stepped out of bounds and picked up what he could.
And didn't really have an opportunity to get to a wall or anything like that. Clinch is the last one to enter the huddle here as he gets the instructions from the sideline. And, again, we talked so much about the Wildcat offense. We thought Kearney Catholic might run it. We haven't seen it at all here in the first half. They might be saving it for after the halftime here. And Clinch will step in under center. Kasnowski's a one back in the backfield. Man in motion is going to be O'Brien, and he comes back to his left. And they're going to look to throw the ball deep. They just get it up in the air, tipped around, and caught by Butler. Butler makes a circus catch, and it'll be enough for a first down here with 13 seconds to go. Tipped and then caught by Butler.
Yep, just kind of a little fly route, and Butler going down the left side. Abe Clinch is kind of throwing it out there. And ball got tipped in the air. Both of them went for the ball, him and the defender, and then got tipped, and Butler made a diving catch. Nice catch by Drew Butler.
So a gain of 23, a gain of 28 on the play, and Kearney Catholic is already in North Platte St. Pat's side of the field. And another one of those, you're in field goal range, and you know, you still would have time left. Kearney Catholic uses their second timeout. They have one timeout left, so they can throw the ball anywhere they want to in the field.
Yeah, you know, and they, you know, like you said, they got timeout remaining, so they can use, you know, any part of the field that they want. They don't have to go down the sideline or anything, so they can use whatever part of the field that they want. And, you know, and the line did a good job of giving Abe some time to throw the football that time, and you know, he did a good job of getting it out there to Drew Butler, and Drew did a good job, very good job of making a good circus catch.
You know, we said this, and I can't remember which game it was, that Kearney Catholic got the ball with, like, you know, 40 seconds left, and they've been struggling, and we're going, oh, they're going to kneel on the ball, and they end up scoring on it. So, you know, again, traditionally, in that situation, most teams would probably kneel on the ball, but that's just not how we roll here at Kearney Catholic. Clinch is in the shotgun, trips to his right, one back in the backfield, and Clinch is going to roll to his right, pressure's coming, gets away from it, is got the ball tucked up and really is getting what he can, has about gain of 5 on the play, and then goes out of bounds. I don't know how he did that.
And the good thing is the clock didn't start. Now it's starting to run.
And now they signal stop it. So they kind of estimated how much time should have gone off. And there's going to be 9 seconds left, and I don't know, give or take a couple of seconds, that's probably about right.
Yep. I looked over there and I went, and there wasn't much, to, you know, no clock going. I'm going, oh, that didn't take much. I know Abe's fast to scramble around and not have much time run off.
You know, again, he only ran 3. And I think what they're trying to do here is they're talking with the two coaching staffs, and they're going to explain what kind of what the scenario is here anyway. I think you might have been able to hear that up here. I think they want 4 seconds on the clock. So I think they're going to readjust the clock. Yeah. And I was more reading the lips than anything there, but 4 seconds on the clock here. And, again, we are in the press box, so they were yelling to the folks who are about one floor above us. Actually, maybe it's 2. I'm not really sure. Man in motion, that's going to be O'Brien. Should be a last play of the first half here. Clinch is going to step up, throws it in underneath, and it is incomplete. That's going to be close. Is there any time left? There is 1 second left. It is 1 second left. That was a quick throw and a quick incompletion, and there is 1 second left there.
Yeah.
You know, you think the hometown clock operator would be able to work a little bit more time, more clock off of that. But, you know, we are in a Catholic school, so we're supposed to be honest.
Yep. And maybe it's that wind. It's a little chilly up there, a little higher than what we are.
Maybe they have cold fingers up there. Kearney Catholic figures, hey, we might as well call timeout. Well, you know,
yeah.
You know, 1 second left. I mean, this is it. You know, you don't have to worry about time or anything like that from here on out. If there's a defensive penalty or something like that, you get an untimed down. But this is 1 second left. This is your last time down here. So they call a little timeout to talk a little strategy here.
Yep, and, you know, they might as well. You can't use them in the second half. You might as well use them right now and use them wisely, and this is 1 second left, and they might just go for the Hail Mary and see what happens.
And, you know, if you could cash those in for points, I'd say hold on to them. But that's not how that works.
Yep, and, you know, St. Pat's probably puts quite a few people deep, and, you know, just try to bat everything down that they can at that point. But, you know, Kearney Catholic taking the time out to, you know, set something up here.
Got some scores for you. Adams Central over Hastings, 20-7. That game's in the second quarter. Donovan 14, St. Paul 7. That's in the second. As we mentioned here, North Platte St. Pat's 20-3 over the Stars. We're in the second quarter. And, again, other scores for you. Alma over Arapahoe, 12-8 at the half. And St. Cecilia 48, Central City nothing. Don't have a time on that one, but with the running clock, it's not really going to matter very much at all. So here we go. Last play of the first half here for Kearney Catholic. And Clinch will be in the shotgun formation. He has two wide outs to the left, the wide side of the field. They're going to put a man in motion out to that side, so he's essentially going to have trips out there. Low snap, lots of pressure coming. They set up the screen to Kasnowski. Kasnowski running right up the middle, picks up a block. Bounces to the outside. Two more green jerseys to beat, and we have a hold. We have a flag on the tackle. I think we're going to have an untimed down as the ball has about the 25-yard line, and they threw a flag, it appears, on the tackle.
No, Kearney Catholic wouldn't hold, Kevin.
Yeah, our friend Kevin. First of all, there'd have to be another star down there besides the running back. The running back can't hold for himself, I don't believe. Well, maybe there was one down there, because it appears maybe there was a stiff arm on the face mask for Kearney Catholic.
Yep. So
in any event, the Stars are running off the field. That got a little interesting there. O'Brien was down there, and I think O'Brien, well, we ratted him out. I think O'Brien might have been called for a hold or a block in the back there at the very end of that play. So the flag, which made it interesting because you could have got that untimed down, but it is on Kearney Catholic, and they'll wave it off and just end the first half here. Will North Platte St. Pat's. So an exciting play at the end, and it's going to help Abe Clinch's stats just a little bit, but it's not going to be enough. A gain of about 17 on the play, but it's not going to be enough as Kearney Catholic heads to the locker room, trailing at 20-3 here, and they need to get a fire started a little bit here offensively.
Yeah, they do. You know, I think they get the ball in the second half, and they need to get something going in the second half. You know, get some yards, you know, try to put some points up on the scoreboard. But, you know, one thing is trying to get a sustained drive moving, as they did here, you know, down towards the end of the second quarter there. It seems like Kearney Catholic does that quite a bit. They, you know, some things won't be going too well, and then all of a sudden, you know, they'll, you know, do something right at the end with about 30 or 40 seconds to go in the half. And they did it again here. They got the ball down to about the 20-yard line on a couple of pass plays and a screen play there. You know, they need to do something in the second half, kind of put some points on the board, try to keep St. Pat's off the field, because they're just kind of marching down the field 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 yards a gain. And they need to get, you know, a couple more of those three and outs that they had again in the second or third possession for St. Pat's.
And again, it just kind of begins to wear on you just a little bit. It's psychologically as much as anything. You know, in high school, especially in Class C1, C2, where both, a lot of players play both ways. You don't really talk about, well, the offense is really wearing down the defense, that sort of thing. You don't really run into that at the high school level because you're playing both ways. But psychologically it does, if nothing else.
Yeah, you know, and like we said, you know, when they played Cambridge a couple weeks ago, you keep getting hit and you keep getting hit and you keep getting hit. You know, eventually, you know, it just wears you down, and that's what St. Pat's is doing right now. They're just, you know, going to the woodshed right now and just basically – you know, hitting Kearney Catholic up front. Their line's doing a very good job. Their backs are hitting the holes extremely hard, and, you know, it's kind of wearing on Kearney Catholic.
So we are at halftime. Our halftime score, North Platte St. Pat's 20, Kearney Catholic 3. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back here to North Platte St. Pat's with a Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And before I forget to get you the baseball update, I'm going to give you the baseball update. Right now, the Minnesota Twins leading the New York Yankees 3-1. That game is in the bottom of the eighth inning in game number two. And as far as I'm concerned, any day the Yankees lose is a good day. So
I hear you there.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, again, I kind of like those Midwest teams. I kind of like those small market teams. There's a lot of reasons to kind of root for the Twins and that their play-in game, that 163rd game, that was an awesome baseball game.
Yeah, that was.
Made for a long day at school the next day because I was really tired staying up and watching all that. But hey, I was willing to fall on that grenade. That was a great game. So
yeah.
Here at halftime, Kearney Catholic trailing North Platte St. Pat's 20-3. And, again, they're not really getting their offense going, and that kind of shows up when we take a look at their statistics, which we'll do for you right now. Chris Kasnowski has run the ball 6 times for 27 yards, and Abe Clinch has had to fall on, you know, either be sacked or fall on a fumble or what have you. He's had 4 negative plays, and again, he's not responsible for all that. Those aren't his fault all the time. So he's actually had 5 rushes officially for negative 21 yards. So Kearney Catholic, and Colton Dorr has 1 carry for 1 yard. So Kearney Catholic has had 12 rushing attempts for 7 yards.
Yeah.
You know, that's shutting down your offense. So that's happening. You need to get something going on in the air. And Abe Clinch at one stretch had a run of 5 straight incompletions. He's 3 of 10 in the air for 54 yards. So right now, what did I say, 21 yards total. They have 75 yards of total offense in the first half.
Yep. And, you know, probably a big chunk of that was in that little drive that they had at the end right there. But yeah, they got to get something going here in the second half to, you know, kind of mount some things, you know, with the, you know, either getting them put down there, you know, down towards the end, you know, if they get some points on the board, that would be great. But they got to put something together to kind of, you know, get something going for themselves and get some little pickup here. As we mentioned before, you know, North Platte St. Pat's is just kind of marching down the field. And just doing it not fancy, just doing it 5, 6, 7 yards, sometimes 2 yards, and then they'll come back with a 6-yard run. But they are doing a very good job of picking up first downs after first downs, and it's not like they're picking up 15 yards. They're picking up, you know, on three downs, they're picking up about 10, 11 yards, just enough to move the football every time. And like we said, that's wears you down a little bit.
It's nice and steady, and it keeps the ball away from you. They get it. You know, I'm just totaling up rushing attempts. I haven't been able to get up with the team numbers here for St. Pat's. I haven't totaled them all up. But, you know, they've run the ball 15, 21. They've run the ball 31 times.
Yeah.
They have had 31 rushing attempts. And, again, Kearney Catholic officially has had 12.
Yeah.
You know, when you get outrun more than 2-1
almost
in terms of attempts.
One.
Yeah, almost 3-1.
Yeah.
That becomes very difficult to win football games when that occurs.
Yes, it does. And then, you know, when you're getting outrushed 3-1, a lot of times the other team's picking up some first down somewhere in between there. And that's exactly what North Platte St. Pat's is doing. They're just moving the chains and keeping it steady. You know, like you said, a couple of their passes, there's one they kind of pass downfield, but their other ones just little dinks. Their backs coming out of the backfield and, you know, basically kind of like a little bit of a run.
And let's get you some more score updates for you. First of all, at halftime over at Foster Field, Elkhorn is leading Kearney High now 20-15 at halftime. Bit of an unusual score, but 20-15. The Antlers with the lead over the Bearcats. That's part of an anatomy. I don't know how that's a mascot, but it's I've always wondered that about them. North Central leading West Boyd. Actually, that's tied 14-14 at halftime. O'Neill St. Mary 14-0 over Stewart at the end of one. St. Cecilia rolling Central City 48-0. That game is at the half, so their clock will be running when they start things off in the second half there. Adams Central with a 28-7 lead over Hastings High. That game also at halftime. And again, our halftime score here, North Platte St. Pat's 20, Kearney Catholic 3. That game also at the intermission. And a couple of things I want to make sure I don't forget to mention to you, kind of promoting some future broadcasts that we have for you. Next week, the Elm Creek game for Kearney Catholic will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Dwayne's Chili, we don't get to consume because we will be in Overton next week. I think Overton and Amherst. So, and I know Doug and Daddy, A, are doing it to eat our chili, and B, won't save us any.
That's a given. With Doug and Daddy.
How do you think, Daddy? There's a reason he's Big Daddy, all right? There's a reason he's Big Daddy. And tomorrow we'll have on Classic Hits 98.9 the first hockey game that we've had on the radio station, Storm Hockey. About half of their game is going to be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and the first of them will be tomorrow against Indiana. All right, putting you on the spot. What's their mascot?
The Pacers? No.
Ask a basketball coach a question, you get a basketball answer.
That would be my answer. It would be either the Hoosiers or the Pacers.
You know, and the thing is, there's fighting in basketball, there's fighting with the Pacers. So.
Yeah.
It's the Indiana Ice. Okay, all right. Well, that was fun. And I got the answer, kind of, that I thought I would get, to be honest with you. All right, once again, our halftime score, it's North Platte St. Pat's leading Kearney Catholic 20-3 here at intermission. We'll take a look at the numbers for the Irish as we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll try to have the numbers totaled up for St. Pat's when we come back after this 1.5 minute long timeout.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
And welcome back here to North Platte as St. Pat's has the lead over Kearney Catholic. Here at intermission, it is 20-3. Let's check out the numbers. And featured back tonight for the Irish is Jeff Cox. He has carried the ball 12 times for 75 yards. But, again, they don't really care who runs with the football, and Andrew Vinton has carried the ball 10 times. He has 41 yards on the night. Thatcher Vapp with unofficially 6 carries for 15 yards, and the quarterback of the Irish, Shane O'Connor, has carried the ball 3 times for 8 yards, a total of 139 yards on the ground on 15, 21, 31 carries. So they've had 31 carries for 139 yards, and very efficient in the air as well, because they are 3 for 3 in the air for 36 yards. So a total of 175 yards of total offense compared to Kearney Catholic with 61
total yards of offense in the first half. Subtract some penalties against the Stars, and it'd be even less than that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, right now, it's just, you know, one of those things where North Platte St. Pat's is just being very, very efficient with the football. You know, they've thrown the football just enough to kind of keep you off guard, just enough there with 36 yards or 33 yards in the air. But that's a situation where, you know, they are doing a very good job of running the football. You know, when they have to, they don't have very many plays that have been minus yards here. And, you know, they just straight ahead, smash mouth football, moving the chains, and picking up the first downs whenever they can, and just, you know, keeping the clock running.
Yeah, and again, there's nothing fancy about it, but they're, again, those quick little hitters, you know, you just unstack everything, you get a nice 8-yard gain. Well, Jiminy, I mean, you're in pretty good shape for the next couple of plays. If you can have those big gainers on first down, you're in pretty good shape to be able to keep the chains moving. Carney Catholic's going to have to find some way to stop that. But I think more importantly, okay, 20 points and a half, that's you're giving up a fair amount. You know, you're off. But the reason that the North Platte offense is out there so often and so much is that the Carney Catholic offense doesn't have the football. If you got the football, that means the other team doesn't. So Carney Catholic's offense, I think, is what really needs to step up here in the second half.
Yeah, I do too, Randy. They got to do something with the football here, this next possession, see what they can do right after half and see what they can move the football. You know, and like you said, keep, North Platte St. Pat's offense off the field is the way that you got to do those types of things. And Carney Catholic needs a good, just sustained drive and, you know, try to put some points on the board their second half, especially this first series of downs for them.
Yeah, and again, here's the thing. You come back and you have maybe a touchdown drive here because you'll get the football first to start the second half. 20-10, you know, and you got momentum. You're back in it.
Yeah.
But again, a three and out, and they score a touchdown.
Yeah, then it's tough.
Then you need to have the bus driver go warm up the bus.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm off air, that's what I'm doing.
that's the joke there. Don's very eclectic. He's the bus driver and the color guy. So, all right, once again, we're at halftime. And again, I think, you know, Carney Catholic, I'm sure we're going to see the wall. I don't know how practice went. I know they worked on it. They worked on a lot. If they're not going to do it this week, they'll do it next week. And, you know, this is still a game that they can win. I think you break it out. If you think it'll help you, you break it out. So, and again, part of that, I'm thinking to myself anyway, I know it, you know it, people listening on the radio back in Kearney know that the Wildcats in there. St. Pat's hasn't had it. And if you don't show it till the second half, you don't give the other team the opportunity to make those halftime adjustments.
Yeah, that's right. You know, maybe they do come out and run a little bit of the Wildcat and see what it does. You know, it might, break some, opening drives here. And like Carney Catholic maybe needs to do is just get some first downs like St. Pat's has been doing all first half. And, you know, move the chains. And, you know, like you said, maybe this is the time you break that out. And, you know, we don't know exactly how practice has gone with them. But, you know, we know that they've been working on it a little bit. And maybe this is the time that they will come out and try it out.
And, you know, if you're wondering, St. Pat's has not played Southwest. Southwest runs a lot of the Wildcat. They haven't seen it yet, at least not this year. I don't think Sutherland runs it or some of the other teams. So I don't know if they've seen it at all. So we'll see what we do here in the second half. We will have the second half kickoff. The Stars will be getting the ball. We come back right after this.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here. Kearney Catholic will have the football to start the second half here. And again, the wind has switched directions just a little bit. Kearney Catholic will now be going into the wind. The wind was blowing across the field most of the first half, and it moves quite a bit. But right now, the wind will be directly in Kearney Catholic's face here, and that might very well affect the passing game if they want to throw the ball deep here. But in any event, we're all set and ready to go. Breaking the huddle, Sean Ryan set the kickoff here for the Irish, and he puts his foot into it, has the wind at his back again here, and it is going to go near the goal line, and it doesn't go in, so Kearney Catholic's got to scramble with it, and they have to just kind of cover the ball, and they go out of bounds, I think inside the 5-6 yard line or so. Coming up with it for Kearney Catholic with Spencer Lowe, and that ball just kind of kept bouncing away from Lowe, and Kearney Catholic with miserable field position.
Yep, that time he really couldn't get his hands on the football, and he just kind of kept going towards the out of bounds, and they end up getting the ball down about the 6 yard line, 5 or 6 yard line, or maybe even 8, and but it's down there quite a ways.
Well, that mountain just refuses to get shorter as we have to kind of climb up it. It is shotgun formation here for Clinch, who is in the end zone asking for the football with the snap. He's got one back in the backfield. He's going to hand it to Kasnowski. Kasnowski gets to the line of scrimmage, but not much more than that.
No, nice job by St. Pat's. It looked like there was a little bit of a hole right off the bat, but when Chris hit the hole, it collapsed pretty fast with North Platte St. Pat's.
Actually, they moved the marker over there. It's a loss of one on the play, so it's going to be second and 11 from the 5 yard line. And you can't afford to have any more negative plays down there.
No, you can't.
There just isn't any room at all for that. And Kearney Catholic right now is spending a lot of time in the huddle. They might get a delay of game here. Minden leading Wood River 28-7. That game is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Shotgun here for Clinch. Man in motion. Hand off to Kasnowski right up the middle. And again, I'm not sure he got back to the line of scrimmage that time either.
Yeah, I don't think he did either, Randy, as North Platte St. Pat's had a good defensive line surge that time. And no, he didn't. He ended up losing about another yard that time.
And with that kind of penetration, it's not like you can sit back there and say, all right, we're at this third and 12. We got to throw the football. You might give up the safety, and you can't afford that either.
No, you can't. You're exactly right. So you got to get a little bit of a line surge to try to give Drew Butler some room here to, maybe have to punt on this after this play.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is snowing here in North Platte. Snow has just hit. And dropping back, Gumby Clinch. He does throw it, and it is incomplete, trying to connect with Butler. And Butler not able to pull down the football. It is snowing ever so lightly, but that is indeed snow.
Yeah, it is. It is snowing here. And, that time Clinch just tried to hit Butler on a nice little out pass there, but, wasn't successful.
The kick returners are standing at about the 37-yard line, if that gives you an indication of how bad things are here for Kearney Catholic right now on this possession. Ryan trying to receive it. It actually bounces over his head, and picking it up on the run, trying to get some room, is going to be Jensen. And Jensen is going to lose yards. Great defensive team's play there for the Stars.
Yeah, as Matt Bowman hustled down the field that time, he couldn't quite pick up the ball very well, and Matt Bowman hustled down there and ended up, as they faked the reverse, Matt Bowman was right there to sniff that out and do a good job of tackling.
You know, this game's easy to play from up here in the press box, but you just pick the ball up about the 38-yard line, take two steps forward, you got the ball at 36. That's a heck of a return, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're giving up a lot of ground here. O'Connor's going to roll to his right. Good pressure being put on him. He throws the ball and throws it deep, and there's nothing but white jerseys there, but it is incomplete.
Yep, good job that time by Kearney Catholic as O'Connor rolled to his right, getting pursued, heavily by Kearney Catholic, and he just kind of tried to heave it down there as far as he could to complete the pass.
And not much room to run there at all. Not a lot going on, as Anthony Donovan was the one that pursued him. That's really the second time all night tonight St. Pat's has run a true throw-it-down-the-field kind of pass instead of one of those run-pass option things that they've had, and that's been their first incompletion of the night as well. Eye formation, two tight ends here for the Irish, and they'll hand the ball to the second back coming through and dancing around and having a nice little gain of about 8 is going to be that.
Yep, and that time just quick little hitter, He followed his fullback that time right to the right side. He ended up getting about 6-7 yards that time after they get done piling and unpiling here.
So, again, just nothing. You know, I wouldn't change it either.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've said a lot of the same stuff. You know, good line surge, quick hitter to the offside. You know, there's just no reason to do it any differently, especially now that it looks like Christmas out there with the snow. And off right side, quick little hitter just coming through the seam and dancing through there is going to be Vinton, and Vinton's going to have more than enough for the first down.
Yep, he just went to the right side. Like you said, quick little hitter. He ended up picking up about 5 yards, 6 yards, and North Platte St. Pat's just moved the chains. You know, I think that first one was to maybe try to catch Kearney Catholic off guard and hit a long, you know, pass, but now they're right back to their, you know, grinding it out football.
And why not?
Yep.
I mean, if you can throw that ball deep every once in a while and try to soften them up, if you can get 7-8 yards of crack. Handoff right up the middle. Again, a quick handoff to Vinton. Vinton is met after he gets across the line of scrimmage, kind of almost caught there by both Kasnowski and Bowman, who filled the hole fairly well, but he was 2 yards across the line of scrimmage when contact was made. Moves the pile forward for a gain of only 3, so he only knocked that pile back another yard when they unstick it. So pretty good defense, really, by the linebackers, but it still is a gain of 3.
Yep, exactly right, Randy. You know, after they unstack everything, he ends up picking up 3 yards.
And, again, quick little hitter slipping through there. Now they wrap him up very well. Good open field tackle there by Bowman. Problem is, the field was open momentarily there for Vapp, and he's going to gain about another 3 yards.
Yep, a nice little job by Vapp that time. You know, he went up the middle, kind of took a little sidestep and tried to get going again, but that time he got tackled by Matt Bowman that time.
Folks in Kearney, if it's not snowing yet, I give it about a half hour because the front is moving through. It's snowing here in North Platte. I formation, handoff to Vapp, breaks off one tackle, lunges forward. Going to be awfully close to the first down marker as he kind of skates through the Buffalo herd there. And he's going to be pulled down close to the – actually, they're going to say he's got more than enough. We'll call that a gain of 7.
Yep, you know, and it looked like on the right side there wasn't much there, and then he kind of squirted through, and then he kind of lunged forward and ended up getting, you know, another 7 yards. And North Platte St. Pat's has moved the chains again.
So 20-3 is our score here as we're nearing the midway point of the third quarter. And St. Pat's moving the football again. They put a man in motion, and they'll fake a little pitch to the outside, quick handoff underneath, and dancing around, getting some yards is Vinton. And that one was about as fancy as they've done, and it wasn't very fancy at all. They just kind of fake something and then just ran basically the same play they've been running all day, and it ends up being a gain of 7.
Yep, he just kind of, O'Connor just kind of faked a toss to the left side and just kind of handed it right off to Vinton up the middle, and he ends up getting about 7 more yards.
I don't think I'd fake anything. You know, right now I'm tipping my hat here to St. Pat's. Right now they're just kind of popping Kearney Catholic right in the mouth, and I don't know why I'd do anything different. They hand the ball. They fake the handoff. He rolls to the right. A little bootleg for the quarterback, and the quarterback's going to go in for a touchdown. Everybody bit. You know, again, I guess that's why you do that, and you got a pretty good running back over there and your quarterback, and you might as well let O'Connor take it in from 18 yards out and score.
Yep, he just did a nice little, you know, fake handoff to the left side, bootlegged it around to the right side. There was one Kearney Catholic guy there on the outside, and he kind of made him miss and then just scooted right down the sideline for the touchdown.
And again, everybody bit. Everybody bit on it. And again, why not? They haven't been able to stop that play. Here's the point after attempt. High snap, O'Connor with a fairly good hold, but I think that one just got a little bit underneath it, as I think hitting the ground was Young as he tries the extra point, and the extra point came up short.
It did that time, so I think you're right. He did hit the ground a little bit on that one.
That took a lot of that speed off. So it's 26-3 now here in the snow in North Platte. The Irish with lead over the Stars. We're back after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to snowy North Platte. And again, an update for you from the divisional series in the American League. Alex Rodriguez
has hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning, and that has tied things up at three, the Yankees and the Twins. And I'll say this, I like Alex Rodriguez. I think he gets unduly criticized in New York. And if the Yankees have got to win a game, which I hope they never win another game as long as they live, but if they've got to win one, I wouldn't mind having Alex Rodriguez get credit for being the best player in baseball along the way. The kickoff is going to go into the end zone with that fairly strong wind. And actually, I think the wind may have actually kind of died down just a little bit. No, it's not. It's just that snow that's coming down is so fine, it's not really being blown around that much.
Guys, it's snowing, Mike, you know, pretty good right now.
Snowing pretty good, but again, it's kind of strange because, yeah, the snow's coming down and the wind's really blowing, but the wind isn't blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, the snow isn't blowing the wind
blowing
very much.
Around, yeah.
It really seems like it's just coming down. I think it's really, really a fine, fine snow. So, you know, it's not piling up at all here in North Platte, but it's still snow.
No,
and we haven't had Halloween yet. And here we do have the Wildcat here for Kearney Catholic. Stars going with the Wildcat. Man in motion. And rolling to his left is going to be Kasnowski. Kasnowski has nowhere to go. Again, nothing works if you have defensive line penetration. No matter what you draw up, if you've got six guys in the backfield wearing a different colored jersey than you, it isn't going to work. And that's exactly what happened to Kasnowski as he loses 4 yards.
Yep, and he just tried to take it to the left side out of that Wildcat formation. And, you know, there was a lot of green jerseys by North Platte St. Pat there in a hurry.
And Kearney Catholic, Kasnowski has carried the ball three times here in the second half, has yet to make it back to the line of scrimmage. He has a negative 6 yards in those three carries. Again, Wildcat, man in motion. Kasnowski will take the snap, fakes the hand off the door, goes right up the middle, and again, I don't know if he makes it back to the line of scrimmage. He probably gained a little bit, maybe about a yard.
Yep, as he, you know, like you said, he faked handoff to Colton Dore, and he just tried to go to the right side this time and pick up what he could, which was like about a yard that time, as Kearney Catholic's just trying to get something going here with this Wildcat formation.
Now, Abe Clinch is going to come into the game, so the Stars are going to go with a more traditional set here. And a reminder for you that the wind, and again, it's still blowing pretty good. The wind is somewhat in the face of Kearney Catholic here, so that's going to affect perhaps the throwing of the football here as Clinch calls out the snap. He's going to run the option now, a little shuttle pass to the inside to Dore. Dore gets the corner. It's going to be, keeps his balance. He was hit and kept his balance, put his hand down, but then after that he was hit and hit hard by Andrew Vinton. And Vinton, who did not give up on the play, is why Kearney Catholic does not get their first down of the second half.
Yep, and good job, you know, Colton Dore running the football that time. And, you know, good job by North Platte St. Pat. Just, you know, Kearney Catholic had to pick up 13, 14 yards there and end up getting about 9 or 10 that time.
So it's officially a shuttle pass, so it's actually 9 yards in the air for Kearney Catholic's passing attack. And there is a flag on the play. Yeah, Kearney Catholic, I think, broke the huddle with too many players. Yeah, illegal substitution. You never saw that in high school football ever called until about three, four years ago.
Yeah,
I think they invented that rule.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I never really saw the need for that rule at any level. But they don't consult me on these things. Here's Butler gets the snap, punts it through the snow, it hits the turf, and then is going to be picked up by Vapp. And Vapp going to his right, trying to get something going, and doesn't really have much of an opportunity. Stars with a couple of guys back there, and Brian Huseman, the first one to lead the tackle. And so the freshman with a nice little play there, and there's another star down.
Yep. As you know, Vapp did a good job. That time he just picked up a kind of a punt that wasn't real deep, and he just picked up what he could out of that, just going straight ahead and picking up about 4 or 5 yards.
For Kearney Catholic, the other player that was down there and is still on his knees is Jacob O'Brien, and so they're attending to O'Brien down there. And Kearney Catholic didn't have Jared Ranke. Early in the game, Creighton Pierce gets his bell rung, and concussion issues. Again, I don't know if he has a concussion, but they were doing the concussion test with him, and apparently he didn't pass it because shortly after that he was wearing a jacket and hasn't come back into the game. So Kearney Catholic
kind of losing some, you know, kind of losing her numbers out there.
Yep, and Logan Burke, who was in that school all week for Kearney Catholic, isn't here either. Big lineman for Kearney Catholic, but you know, now Jacob O'Brien down on the field.
They're just stretching him out, so yep. this isn't going to be anything that appears to be long term. And the snowmaker has kicked into a higher notch.
Yes, it has.
It has double or triple the effect of the snow. And I mentioned earlier you couldn't tell that the wind was being affecting the snow because the snow particles were so small. That's not true anymore.
No, it's whipping the snow around pretty good. Is it coming down a lot harder now?
Oh, my. Last time I saw snow coming out of that, it was at Prairie Hills, and they were manufacturing it. It was shooting out of the machine.
Yeah.
I mean, it is coming down right now as it comes down over those lights. And coming off the field for Kearney Catholic is going to be O'Brien. And O'Brien, a little gimpy here. And, it appeared to me that they're working on the muscle. I don't think this is an issue with an ankle joint or a knee or anything like that, as it looked to me like they're rubbing out a muscle, but it isn't loosening up as he is gimping coming off the field.
Yep. You know, and like you said, it looks like he's kind of gimping around and kind of has a cramp in his calf area there or something, but he's kind of just very gingerly coming off the field.
All right, here we go. First and 10 for the Irish, as they've got the ball at the 47-yard line, and they're going to go out of the I formation, and the ball to the second back through the backfield, and following the blocker is going to be Cox, and Cox is going to gain about 5 yards on another quick hitter. Oh, check that. They mark him a little bit shorter. I looked at the wrong side here. That's going to be a gain of only about 3.
Yep, and just a quick hitter off to the right side, and a nice line surge by St. Pat's again, and they end up picking up about 3 yards
again. And again, we keep talking about that line surge, but that's really the story of the game, because right now the St. Pat's line is winning the battle. Rolling to his right is O'Connor, fakes the handoff, play action pass, dancing around the sideline, throws the ball over there, and it's caught by the Stars. Is he inbound? Yes, he is. Intercepted by Kearney Catholic on the far side and towing the line with Spencer Lowe, as Lowe was able to get at least one of those feet inbound.
Yes, he was, as O'Connor just rolled out to his right and just kept looking out, looking downfield, and he kind of threw it down there, and Kearney Catholic ended up picking that one off. You know, a good break for Kearney Catholic as Lowe ended up picking that one off.
We have some scores for you that we'll try to get to you. Kearney Catholic in a hurry. They get out there very, very quickly. O'Neill St. Mary's over Stewart, 20-0 at the half, and Adams Central 34, Hastings 7. That game is in the third quarter, and we'll have a couple more scores for you here after our first down play. And again, now Kasnowski out of that Wildcat is rolling around. He was looking to throw. Now he's going to the outside, and he's going to be knocked down for a loss on the play. So, again, they were looking to surprise him and throw the ball deep, but it just didn't pan out for Kearney Catholic, as he just didn't have time to go do that.
No, it didn't. You know, as Chris got the ball back there, he looked to, you know, throw a pass to, you know, his receivers downfield, and there just was no one open, so he tried to do what he could and just take off with the football and end up losing about a yard and a half.
Scott's plus 7, Sydney nothing, St. Cecilia 57, Central City at nada at the end of the third, Garden County 22, Crawford nothing. That game is at halftime as well. And the Yankees 3, Minnesota 3, they're heading into extra innings, and here we're heading into a timeout. As timeout's called on the field, and I think a call by Kearney Catholic. We'll check that for you. We have 3:11 to go here in the third quarter, and Kearney Catholic, after the interception, has possession of the football, but they're trailing 26-3 here in North Platte. We're back after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Pillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and download any one of our high school broadcasts. When you log on to ESPNSuperstation.com, just click on the Midway Podcast link. Podcasts of all of our high school play-by-play are there all year long. You can download for free.
And it is a service of Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Eagle, of Kearney and ESPN 1460. Quick little hitter to the outside out of that Wildcat. One of the more successful plays here for the Stars as Colton Dorick gets that handoff and has a nice little gain on the play.
Yep, just nice little pass to Colton Dorick to the right side, and you know, he ended up picking up about 7 yards on that play. Nice pass play from Abe Clinch to Colton Dorick that time. And Colton, you know, turning upfield, he had a guy right in front of him, made a nice move and picked up about 7 yards.
And again, that's a pass play, but it's really an extension of the running game here. So third and 7, as we're inside of 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and Clinch is going to throw the ball to the right side, and it's intercepted by the Irish. Making the interception on that far side is Jensen. Jensen picks up a block. Jensen down the right sideline, cuts back in, is met at the goal line, and is in for the score. So the interception return down that far sideline. The Stars trying to get the angle and just couldn't get there. And it is a touchdown of about a 50-yard return for Jensen.
Yep. You know, that time just the ball just overthrown a little bit to, you know, going to look like to Drew Butler. And Jensen in the right spot picked it off and headed down the right side and ended up with a 50-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Now, again, very unofficially, I'm going to call that a 51-yard return. I think it was just on the other side of the 50-yard line. And the try for point, the kick is up and good. So now a 30-point lead here for North Platte St. Pat's. It's 33-3 with 2:17 to go here in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, the one thing that couldn't happen to Kearney Catholic happened, and that is their offense gave up a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, and you know, like you said, Randy, it's one of those things that, you know, you're trying to get something going, kind of go something real quick, and, you know, just to the pass that was overthrown a little bit, the kid picked it off and ran it in for a touchdown.
And, you know, we haven't said it very much about Abe Clinch. We have a couple of times that he made freshman mistakes. He's a freshman.
Yep.
He makes freshman mistakes, and I suppose if you're going to do that, I wouldn't want it to happen in a 17-13 game.
Yep.
You know, I mean, this one's starting to get a little out of hand here, I'm afraid,
yeah,
for Kearney Catholic. So you just kind of, you know, if you're a little shorthanded at quarterback, you go with the best guy you got, and he's, you know, if he makes mistakes, he makes mistakes. Kickoff is in the hands of James. Brett James bounces off the pile, goes to the right side. He is going to be planted there on the near sideline over here. And James doing a nice job just kind of running behind his blockers and then running behind his shoulder pads once the other guy showed up. So Brett James, nice little return there. And for a guy that's only 125 pounds, he doesn't run with a lot of fear.
No, he doesn't. You know, he'll stick his nose right in there. Brett's one of those kids that kind of a hard-nosed kid, and he'll go after you. He did a good job picking up the football that time and just picking up what he could.
And, again, just going up that sideline. And then, again, there was a little bit of a seam, kind of moved through it a little bit. And then, you know, all right, pressure's coming. He puts his head down, and off you go. And Kearney Catholic looking over to the near sideline over here, and I think we may have a timeout. I think Kearney Catholic wasn't happy with the personnel they had out there, and the Stars have to call a timeout. And we got a blizzard here in North Platte. and yeah, the snow is beginning to stay on the ground. I mean, it's kind of holding up there. Well, Kearney Catholic calls timeout. There's 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney, for the athlete and all of us.
Welcome back here to North Platte, and again, Kearney Catholic. It's getting a little
Well, it's getting a little bit harder and harder out there. The weather's getting worse. The scoreboard's getting worse. They're trailing 33-3 here in the third quarter. And again, they just, after losing two straight games, you just kind of want to get something positive going. You want to just kind of start building a little momentum. And quite the opposite is happening here right now, as witnessed by the fact they had to call a timeout just to run this play, which is out of the Wildcat formation. Kasnowski is going to roll to his right, and he is hit in the backfield and has nowhere to go. It almost looked like Andrew Vinton knew what the play was because he got through there so quickly. He got there before the guy running the play could get there.
Yeah, and Chris Kasnowski got the football, and he just took about two steps, and there was Vinton. I think Vinton, you know, getting the football a lot for North Platte St. Pat's, maybe thought, yeah, hey, I'll take this football right here too. But, you know, Chris just did what he could and tried to get back to the line of scrimmage.
I mean, he was just absolutely hung out to dry there. There's just nothing that young man could do. Here, Abe Clinch will be back in at quarterback, and he's out of the shotgun formation here. It's now 2nd and 17 after that loss of 7, and the pass is off the hands of a star and incomplete. It wasn't much of an area that they could get the ball to Brett James there, and James wasn't able to catch it as he was well covered. But that was a pretty well-thrown ball,
yeah,
because the ball was where the only spot it could have been caught by a guy from Kearney Cap.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and then you know, just running a little slant route was Brett James. Abe throwing the football right there, and it was a very good you know, defended by North Platte St. Pat's also. So, you know, it was a nice hit by North Platte St. Pat's and kind of jarred the ball loose.
Yeah, and again, it was right there on the hands, but also so was the hit. And so it's going to be 3rd and 17 in the snow out there somewhere is Abe Clinch in the shotgun. He's going to roll to his right. They flip it. The ball's on the ground as they're trying to reverse and falling on the football for the Stars, I believe, is number 23. And I don't know who number 23 is for Kearney Cap.
I think it's Brian Hoosman, number 21. Got
21. I'm sorry. Yep. It is 21. That's what it explains. But we have. He is in the roster. That was Houston. They were just kind of running that little reverse and just trying to flip it over there, and they lose yards. And, boy, you know, it's really snowing, and Kearney Catholic has it 4th and 25. And, again, the two guys back trying to receive the punt here for St. Pat's are where Kearney Catholic was hoping to get a first down. Standing in the end zone is going to be Butler as he receives the snap here. Snap by Bowman is a little low. Butler has to pooch it. It's actually partially blocked and picked up by Kearney Catholic inside the 5-yard line. So it is partially blocked. Again, a slick football.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those snaps that probably could have been controlled by Butler if everything went well. But long story short, everything kind of went that on that one. The snap wasn't real good. The reception of the snap wasn't real good. And the penetration by, you know, giving up penetration wasn't real good by the offensive line here. So partially blocked punt. Well, let's say it's blocked. I mean, it didn't go where it needs to go. Partially blocked is kind of like being a little bit pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know about exactly. Ball is spotted at the 1-yard line after the blocked punt. And O'Connor will just hand it off right up the middle. And I don't see any hands up in the air. Now I do. Touchdown. Or North Platte. And I think that was Vinton. Was that Vinton?
I think so. Vinton right up the middle.
Yeah. And again, they're just the whole line kind of moved into the end zone.
Just another line surge and Vinton going right up the middle for the touchdown that time as it's beginning to snow a lot harder and things are starting to snowball for Kearney Catholic.
Change of kicker and that kick, too, is blocked. It is no good. Attempted by Brandon Neeson here for North Platte St. Pat's. And so your score right now, it is 39-3. Kearney Catholic now down by 36. So that means we'll have the clock rules will change a little bit. We'll have the running clock as Kearney Catholic gets the kick to them when we come back right after this.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs.
Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
So 37 seconds left here in the third quarter, and it's 39-6. North Platte St. Pat's with the lead. Kearney Catholic's going to have the football in a blizzard here in North Platte. I mean, that qualifies as a blizzard.
Yes, it does. It's coming down and whipping around with the wind and everything. It's snowing really good.
And the snow is beginning to accumulate. We are beginning to see whiteness on the ground. Line drive kick. And it's going to be picked up by Kasnowski. Kasnowski is hit from the side as he tries to get across the 25-yard line. And that's where Kearney Catholic will have possession of the football. At least I think that's 25. Again, we're having trouble seeing having trouble seeing the yard markers now because of the snow.
Yep, as you know, Chris did a good job just picking up what he could out of that situation, getting the ball down around the five and taking off with it.
There was a wall there, but the tackle came from underneath the wall, and let's give credit where credit's due. I think that was Oltman who made the tackle here for St. Pat. And we have a stoppage.
End of the quarter.
Again, with that running clock, they didn't get the snap off in time. So we head to the fourth quarter. It's 39-3. St. Pat's with the lead. Kearney Catholic with the ball when we come back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to North Platte St. Pat's, and things are, you know, getting a little bit worse in terms of the weather, getting a little bit worse in terms of the scoreboard out there, as the Stars are down by 36, and still got to have a little fight in that dog. Kearney Catholic is trying to get something positive going on out here. They're still going with all their regulars. I don't see any substitutions in terms of bringing in the second team here, down by 36 with a running clock in the fourth quarter. Abe Clinch in and at quarterback, Colton Dorr in motion, hand off to Kasnowski, and Kasnowski has no room to run. And maybe makes it back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe they don't.
Yeah, that time just a good line surge by North Platte St. Pat's getting back there as Abe got the ball and just handed it right off to Chris. And not much there as Chris just battled to try to get back to the line of scrimmage.
So, again, just not getting anything going. And
no.
It all centers on that line. If you can get something going, then you're probably in much better shape. You know, you got to have that surge. And again, there's a case in point. I mean, the whole left side of that line collapsed in, and nothing happened there for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, as Chris got the handoff, trying to get what he can out of that, the line surge by North Platte St. Pat's is, just standing Kearney Catholic's line right up right now and tackling them for no gain.
And it is one of those things that, mentions the weather here. It snowballs on you.
Yeah.
It snowballs. I mean, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're going to be right. And right now, I think Kearney Catholic thinks they can't battle with St. Pat's right now.
Yeah, right now, the demeanor of it is just, trying to get through it.
Bad snap. Pass is tipped. Caught by Abe Clinch. So Abe Clinch has both a reception and a pass completion on the same play. And is going to lose about 3 yards after it was batted back to him.
Yeah, but Avery just went back for the pass. He just kind of tried to get one over the middle, and then got batted up in the air, and he ended up grabbing it and trying to pick up what he could, which ended up being a negative out of that.
Alma 20, Arapaho 8 in the fourth. Syracuse 20, Fall City nothing at the end of three. And North Platte has the lead. North Platte leads Lincoln High. I think it said 23-7. And here we have the punt here for Kearney Catholic. Let me double check that, because there's interest any way you want to slice it in that score around here. Also in the fourth quarter, Gehring over Lyons 21-0. That's in the second. Minden 28, Wood River 21. That game is in the fourth. And again, now on our sister station
on Classic Hits 98.9. And again, my texter says North Platte over Lincoln High, something to 7. I didn't get the number. Oh, I think it says 23-7. Ah, 23-7.
All right.
So Bernie Madison may be picking up his first win of the year. And here we have a timeout here for North Platte St. Pat's. I think they're trying to figure out who to put out there for their second team offense. With that running clock, there's now 9:42 to go here in the football game. And again, to talk about the weather, the snow is coming down pretty good. It hasn't, since it kicked into the higher gear, it hasn't continued to get worse, which is good.
Good.
for the guy driving the bus.
Yeah. But it's coming down nice here in North Platte. As we mentioned once before, off the air, it isn't even Halloween yet, and it's snowing pretty good here.
Years ago, umpteen years ago, I remember distinctly riding my motorcycle to a night class in college and drove home, and the next morning I was going to drive the bike back to college, went out there in my shorts, foot and a half of snow on the ground. Didn't work out for me. In at quarterback is going to be Matt Jensen, and Jensen's just going to hand the ball in underneath. Kearney Catholic has their first team defense in there, and so there's really no room at all for Brandon Neeson to run the football.
No, not that time, as there, Kearney Catholic got the line surge that time and stopped him for basically no yards.
So Neeson with his first carry of the night, and so, he doesn't get anything to show out of that. No yards there. And again, split back formation here. Jensen in under center. And they'll run the option. And boy, there's nothing going on there. As Kasnowski's there right away, busting up the play here for the Stars. Also was John DeLate. And DeLate was through there and actually knocked it back for a loss of about a half yard.
Yep, as you got Kearney Catholic getting a little bit of a line surge on North Platte St. Pat. And there's just no running lane there for them as they get back to the line of scrimmage or maybe even a loss of a yard.
I think they stopped the clock for a sideline warning for Kearney Catholic, and that makes no sense. You're down, you're trailing, so you get a sideline warning to slow down the clock. It's not even a penalty. I don't even know why they bothered to do that. Third and 11 here. Jensen under is going to roll out a little bootleg and big-time holding on that far side. I think some guy that was emptying the trash threw his hanky on the floor, on the field, too. I think DeLate is the guy that came through there, and, wow, that's a two-point takedown in wrestling.
Yeah, as when he got in there, somebody just kind of collapsed right on top of him and took him down.
Not only did he hold him, they kept holding him. He drug him after he was down on the ground.
But good job by John DeLate getting into the backfield that time, even though he was dragging a couple of people.
And again, what makes that kind of funny was, with that penetration, there wasn't anybody within 5 yards forward, backward, right or left of him. I mean, you're just out there on display.
Yeah.
Clock continues to run here. Actually, they stopped the clock for... I have no idea why, but they're going to say restart it. The running clock rule, I don't understand it. They stopped the clock. And now St. Pat's is going to be in a punting situation on 4th and 12. Of course, Kearney Catholic declined the penalty. That's why they had that. It was a penalty. And so they had to stop it to discuss the penalty. And St. Pat's will punt the ball, and it's down by the Irish. And I'm sure Kearney Catholic will make some substitutions offensively. I would assume so anyway. Brett James let the ball land in front of him because it was kind of a short punt and no sense taking a risk on fielding it there. He wasn't going to get much return out of it anyway.
Yep, so he just let it, leave it alone and take the ball right where St. Pat's just downed it.
And again, Kearney Catholic, who hasn't had a lot of positive things happen offensively, wants to kind of end the game on a positive note, so their first team offense is still out there. They hand it to Kasnowski, and Kasnowski maybe makes it back to the line of scrimmage.
Yep, as North Platte St. Pat's did a good job of getting some line penetration there by their second unit, and Chris got what he could. Gave it about two and a half, three yards there.
Let me find my lineup over here. I think a fair number of players for North Platte St. Pat's are still their first line players out there. Let me double check things here a little bit. It's a mixture out there. There's some second team defensive linemen out there, linebackers, they're second team as well, but your corners are the first teamers. And off to the right side, that's going to be Huseman. Huseman turning the corner, and he's going to lunge forward. And look at that snow fly after he hits the turf after a gain of about 9 on the play. Nice little turning of the corner and pretty good speed there for Brian Huseman.
Yeah, as he just got the handoff and took it to the right side, ended up picking up about 10, 12 yards there by Brian Huseman. And as he went down, it was just kind of like a poof of snow just flying in the air.
Must have landed in a little hole over there that was holding a little bit of extra snow. Clinch will go in under center. Keegan Fitzgerald will go in motion, and they will hand the ball to him. He goes to the outside, and actually he slips down. He's going to lose a couple of yards.
Yep, as he just took the ball and tried to go to the right side that time, there just wasn't much there as North Platte St. Pat's did a good job of closing in on him and tackling him for a little bit of a loss, as Kearney Catholic's putting in a lot of their second-teamers also.
Well, they got some positive things going on this drive. They're starting to move the ball a little bit. Colton Dorr is going to be the back in the backfield behind Abe Clinch at center. Kasnowski's night, I assume, is going to be done. And Huseman comes in motion, hands off the Dorr. Dorr off to the right side, going to gain about 5.
Yep, nice little hole there by Colton Dorr, hitting it hard, and he ended up getting about 5 yards on the play. Just nice, quick little hitter off to the right side.
And so it's going to be now third and about 5. Again, time is a little bit of a factor here with our running clock. There's only 5:25 to go. Normally in a football game, that's a lot of time, especially in high school. They stop the clock to move the chains, but they don't stop the clock for anything but penalties and changes of possession.
Yep, so the clock will just keep running here as Kearney Catholic takes it up with third down here.
Again, Dorr is going to be in the backfield behind Clinch. Man in motion, that's going to be Huseman. Huseman going to stay in there and block as they pitch it out the Dorr. Dorr turning the corner, has a nice little gain, and then they close things down. He spins after that first contact by Jensen and is going to gain another 5 yards or so. That's going to end up being a gain of at least 10 yards. Yeah, right at 10 yards.
And enough for a first down for Kearney Catholic, and a nice run by Colton Dorr. Just a quick toss to the left side and trying to outrun everybody and getting out to the outside. And Colton Dorr did a good job after he got hit to kind of spin and pick up a few more yards.
Again, tomorrow on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, hockey as Tri-City Storm, their second home game of the year. Their first home game is tonight, and they'll be taking on the Indiana Ice, appropriate here in the snow. And so that game will be tomorrow on our sister station. We have college football, LSU at Georgia at 2, followed, the LSU-Florida game will be the night game tomorrow. And we'll have that for you right here on ESPN 1460, I believe. Quick pitch to the left side, no room running that time for Kearney Catholic at all.
Nope, as Anthony Pacheco took it to the left side, there wasn't much there, just what Colton Dorr picked up, a quick 10 yards on the last play. They tried it again with Anthony Pacheco, and there wasn't much there.
Now, loss actually of a couple of yards. It's going to be third and 12 here for Kearney Catholic as the Stars are, on that offensive line are working in some of the second-teamers as well. Clinch will still be the quarterback. Brett James is going to go to the right now. Check that. It's not not James that's moving over there, but rather Connor Streit. And they'll hand off to Pacheco up the middle, and no room to run there for Anthony, as I don't think he got back to the line of scrimmage. If he did, he's going to be a very minimal gain.
Yep.
A minimal gain.
Yep, just a little bit of a gain there, but not much as he took the ball just real quick off the left side, and wasn't much there as he ended up only getting about a yard out of that.
The snow has let up slightly.
A little bit,
think?
Yep. Yeah, I think it has too.
Danielle's mom is probably listening to this, worrying about her daughter. I think she left early enough. I think she's going to be ahead of it, Kim, so don't worry about it. Here it's going to be third and 12. Clinch in at quarterback is going to pitch it out to Colton Dorr. Dorr following a block on that far side, cuts it back up, has a nice little gain. He's got enough for a first down, a gain of about 15 yards on the play. And I'll tell you what, he did a great job of using his block. And then also a good block by Jerron Strofe.
Yes, and Jerron did a good job of, just trying to pick up what he could as far as getting in the way of a couple of guys on that right side. And like you said, Colton Dorr did a great job of following his block as he got there and just followed John down the field and ended up picking up another first down.
And again, a lot of times you'll see a guy run in front of their guard. Yeah. They're in a big hurry. They'll run in front of their guard. Well, then their guard doesn't do any good.
Yeah.
The first guy there was taken out by your guard, and that was a good job of running the football and a nice block there by Jerron. So first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic. They're going to run that little box formation tight to the left. They hand the ball off the door. Door bounces to the outside, flips off one tackle, and I think is knocked out of bounds. Again, it doesn't matter because the clock's still going to run anyway with now a minute 53 to go.
Yep, a nice little run by Colton Dorr that time, and just going off to the right side, had the quads to the left, and went to the right side and then picked up what he could there.
There is a stoppage, which means something's going on. I did not see a flag, but they are talking to St. Pat's, and there is a flag on the play. My first indication, though, of the penalty was a stop clock.
Yeah.
I never saw the flag, but...
And it looked like it must be holding on Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, it was holding on Kearney Catholic, so the star huddle backs up considerably from where they originally were. It takes away a nice run, and instead of it being, first and 10, it's going to be, it's a spot foul, so it's more than a 10-yard penalty. It's going to be first and about 22 here. They're going to run with that box, that bunch formation to the left. The pitch to that side with it is going to be number 22 for the Stars, Alex Lowe, and Lowe doing a nice job of running, gets about to the 40-yard line. Nice gain on the play of about 12, 13 yards.
Yep, as he, ended up picking up about, what the penalty was there on that situation, just coming to the left side and picking up what he could, and Alex did a great job of picking up about 10 yards.
He made a little move on the sideline. Apparently, when he made that move, he stepped on the sideline. So he got a little bit less than I thought. It's a gain of about 10, so it will be second and 12 here. And again, snow's coming down pretty good, and by the time they snap this, they will be inside of 1 minute to go here. So unless Kearney Catholic gets a big play, they're not going to be able to get in the end zone, or unless they call some timeouts here. Quick little pitch to the right side. That's Lowe. He stumbled around a little bit, and St. Pat's makes him pay as Greg Vinton comes up there and makes the tackle in the backfield.
Yep, as a nice, just a toss to the right side, and Alex Lowe kind of got it and just stumbled just a little bit, and by that time, St. Pat's guy was in there and made a nice tackle.
So 40 seconds to go here in the game, and Kearney Catholic still huddling, and the play's coming in. And, this may be the last play of the football game. In fact, I would assume that it is if they even get it off in time. They're still in the huddle of the Stars, and there's 10 seconds left, and I don't think they're going to get it off unless Kearney Catholic calls a timeout, and I just heard a whistle. And they're going to wave a flag here. They're going to call delay a game against Kearney Catholic. That will stop the clock.
Yep. So they...
They started again with only 5 seconds left.
So
it's one of those things. Why don't you just keep the flag in your pocket and go hop, go change your clothes out of your striped shirt, because they start the clock again with 5 seconds left, and that's the end of the game.
Yep.
I don't know. It's the right call. It's the right call, but I mean, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It's a long night. A long way back here for Kearney Catholic, because they didn't get much done offensively, and they lose to St. Pat's 39-3. And another one of their players, Creighton Pierce, appears to have been hurt.
Yep.
Appears a concussion and not even part of the line. Shaking hands for Kearney Catholic is Jacob O'Brien, and he still has a hitch in his giddy up as he is kind of just swinging that right foot around like a club.
Yep.
And so he's hurt as well. So things are getting a little bit, after a great 3-0 start, things are really kind of falling apart here for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, they have. And they've played some pretty tough teams in Cambridge, Southwest, and North Platte St. Pat. All three teams running the football extremely well against Kearney Catholic after they had a 3-0 start, beating Ravenna and playing very, very well against Ravenna. Is having a little bit of trouble stopping the run right now.
And we do have good news a little bit for kind of a, I don't know if the right phrase is Kearney Catholic alum, but a final score, North Platte 23, Lincoln High 7. So
yeah.
Bernie Madison gets his first Class A victory. So
congratulations to our friend Bernie. But right now, Kearney Catholic, his former team, struggling a little bit. They lose their third game in a row as they fall here to North Platte St. Pat's, a final of 39-3. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Post Game Show. We'll do that right after this timeout.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back for the Misco Sports Post Game Show. And Misco Sports reminds you that, well, they've got a lot of warm apparel there at Misco Sports. As if you need sweatshirts or wind shirts, or sweatpants or wind pants. And again, they've got them in all sorts of styles. Your favorite pro teams are down there. Of course, they got all sorts of material for Kearney Catholic, Kearney High, other high school teams from the area, as well as a pretty good selection of coats, as well as they've got all sorts of college and NFL hoodies to choose from. Misco Sports, downtown on the bricks. See them before the games begin. Again, our final score in this one, 39-3. Kearney Catholic did an okay job. They answered the first touchdown drive for St. Pat's with a drive of their own, and Drew Butler hit a 30-yard field goal, and that's it. That's really all the offense, that one drive that Kearney Catholic was able to muster. Just going through the numbers here, unofficially on the ground, they ran for 77 yards as a team. They had another 70 yards in the air, so they're held for a little bit less than 150 yards of total offense. And again, those are very un-Kearney Catholic-like numbers. As really the defense here for St. Pat's really shut them down.
Yeah, they did. North Platte St. Pat's did a very good job of, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage of the football game. And, that was difficult for, you know, Kearney Catholic to get anything going with St. Pat's controlling the line of scrimmage like that.
And, again, that's really where this football game, that's kind of where the worm turned here a little bit for Kearney Catholic, because you can't – your Drew Butlers and your Chris Kasnowskis are very talented, good football players. Mm-hmm. But if there's five guys on them, yeah, you're not going to get it done.
Yep, and that's exactly what happened. The only control in the line of scrimmage a lot of times is North Platte St. Pat's. And, he didn't have time to throw the football a few times. And when he did have a couple times to throw the football, he did complete some passes and those types of things. But, the line of scrimmage was won by North Platte St. Pat's.
Let's go through some numbers here for our Misco Sports post-game show, and these are obviously all very unofficial, but Chris Kasnowski carried the ball 11 times for 15 yards. Colton Doerr had four carries, three of those in the second half. He had four carries for 31 yards. Abe Clinch, his halftime numbers ended up being his numbers for the game. He had 5 carries for a negative 21 yards. Again, he was responsible for a sack, a couple of fumbles that he had to kind of fall on. And then kind of in a mop-up role late in the game, Brian Huseman carried the ball one time for 12 yards. Alex Lowe had 1 carry for 13 yards in the game. So Kearney Catholic on the ground ran for 77 total yards. Abe Clinch was the only player that actually threw the football. A couple of Kasnowski was going to do it out of that wildcat, but actually never got a pass off. And so Abe Clinch finished with 70 yards in the air as he finished 5 of 13 in the air for 70 yards, had an interception. One of those interceptions was returned for a touchdown. And for North Platte St. Pat, again, some of their studs really didn't do much at all in the second half because they didn't have to.
Yep.
Just kind of how the game went, Jeff Cox carried the ball 13 times for 78 yards. And the quarterback, Shane O'Connor, 3 carries for 8 yards. He didn't carry it at all in the second half. And also it was Thatcher Vapp who finished with, it would have been 9 carries for 32 yards in the game. And Andrew Vinton ended up with 14 carries for 55 yards in the game. And again, they had some short fields. That block punt gave them the football at the 1 yard line. So they had a one-yard drive. And that was the final score of the football game that got the clock running. And that really abbreviated things here in the second half. And so St. Pat's wins this one by a final of 39-3. Our scoring summary very quickly goes like this. St. Pat's, with 7:44 to go in the first quarter, drove the length of the field. Cox went in from 10 yards out. It was 7-0. Then Kearney Catholic answered right back. Had a pretty good kick return. And then Drew Butler, as they had it first and goal at the 10, Kearney Catholic had to settle for a 30-yard field goal. That made it 7-3 as Butler hit a nice kick there. And then after that, it's all St. Pat's all the time. O'Connor went in from 2 yards out to cap off a drive. That made it a 10-point game. 25 seconds to go in the first half. Cox again from 3 yards out this time. It was 20-3 at that point. St. Pat's then marched the length of the field early in the third quarter. Their first possession of the third quarter, O'Connor finished with an 18-yard run. That made it 26-3. Then Matt Jensen's 51-yard interception return for a touchdown. That made it 33-3. And then the blocked punt, Vinton, one play, 1 yard, and it's 39-3. Clock got running at that point, and it was, well, turn out the lights, which they've now done here in North Platte. And our final score in this one was 39-3. Kearney Catholic next week, not going to be easy playing host to Elm Creek. They're going to have to get a lot of things straightened out, especially on that line between now and next Friday night.
Yeah, they are. You know, and in the last few games, they've been getting controlled up at the line of scrimmage. But, you know, maybe they can get a few guys healthy and get some things back to order again. You know, and Abe's done a pretty good job, you know, getting thrown into the fire of things, you know, as a freshman and stuff. You know, like you said, Randy, we haven't said very many times that was a freshman mistake. You know, but he's got to have some time to do some things, you know, so hopefully we can get something done on the line of scrimmage of things next week against Elm Creek, because Elm Creek ended up beating, if you want to compare scores, you know, St. Pat, which, you know, we just got beat by St. Pat, which is going to make it maybe a little bit difficult for Kearney Catholic, but maybe they can get something going next week and do some things next week.
Well, and we certainly hope so. Again, that game will be on our sister station, 98.9 FM. That game will be on next Friday night. We, you and I, will be out in Amherst for Amherst and Overton. Actually, we're in Overton for Amherst and Overton. I'll let you know where it's at. You don't have to go to the bus. I can give you a ride. It's not a problem. Anyway, we'll have more high school football for you again next week. And again, the Stars will be on next week, but they'll be on the FM next Friday night. Once again, our final score in this one, 39-3, as St. Pat's rolls over Kearney Catholic. The Stars are now 3-3 on the season. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Don Lee's. Don, again, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you, and it was fun.
All right, thanks, folks, for listening. We'll send it back to the studios. Good night, everybody.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.